you're not one of them diehard, you know, baseball fans.
Why's that?
Because those guys are losers.
How do you think you got out of that slump, Bob?
I just stopped caring, man.
Now do you care?
Welcome to another edition of Comedy Go-Go's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
Hi, guys. This is Jess.
Yes, and this is the last podcast of 2015. Open up that new. It was a great year for Comedy Go-Go. We had a lot of cool stuff, and we are happy campers to be talking about what cool stuff for this final episode.
The three topics that we have for today. Topic number one. On average, how much do you sleep at night, and is it enough? How does it compare to your sleeping habits 10 years ago? Topic number two, what gift did you receive as a child that you still use to this day? And topic number three, are you more promiscuous?
What?
Promiscuous.
Please don't say promiscuous like a toddler.
Are you more proboscis?
Are you more promiscuous in the cold?
Now, that doesn't sound like a toddler.
It sounds like a toddler.
Oh. Are you more promiscuous in the cold or the heat?
And we are extra pleased as punch.
Super.
Pleased as spiked punch, actually, to have on the podcast, not for the first time, but officially the first time as an individual guest, Public Access fanboy. Our number one fan that we are happy to have on the first ever Periscoped Public Access, Mr. Mr. Travis Queb. How are you, sir?
I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, Droopy. All right, dude.
Nah, I'm stoked, man. This is freaking amazing. I'm happy as hell.
So you comment on the Happy Campers Facebook group all the time, and we thank you very much for
it.
And you were given a homework assignment by Regan and Revelous, and what homework assignment was that?
Basically, it was to give the top bad Jess answers. Okay. Anytime you guys have given him shit over an answer, or he's decided to go ahead and change it.
Yeah, take a big shit in my eye while I'm sleeping list is what it is.
No, it was...
Hit him in the eye with a dookie stick.
See? That's what this is.
This is great. This is...
Is it really?
You are the Wikipedia for Public Access. Like, you are the fountain of knowledge, probably even more so than us.
Absolutely more than us. So, Travis, before we get to the top 10 worst Jess answers.
And worst by you mean best.
Yeah, dude. Yeah,
I'm sorry and thank you.
Yeah. Tell us, you've been binge listening to Public Access since the homework assignments come out. What's some of the things that you've noticed as far as progression or themes?
What isn't there to notice? I mean, listening to it every time is like, when you get to the end of it, it's like going back and repainting the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. You got to go right back to the beginning. And the cool thing, and not to stray too far, is you guys keep it fresh. I mean, every episode is fresh out of the bag. You open it up, and it's like new comic smell.
I like that.
Yeah, so
I like that.
One of the things that I've noticed is how, like, you definitely have gripped the format.
That's right, episode 0.
And now with Periscope, you're re-gripping a new format, and... sorry, people out there who have to see my fat face moving.
No, you're gorgeous.
Yeah, you fit right in.
I'm sorry for the people that can't see my beautiful face. Yeah.
But no, the progression is like definitely just the way things move and the way things go. I mean, everything that y'all have done content-wise has been the same. But if you listen, there are certain little things that fade in. I mean, you have the entrance of the ending theme, like the piano piece at the end from... and that was like in the 20s. I wish I could give the exact number right
it's
off.
It's when we did
head.
The What We Came to Know. Like, yeah, I think exactly. That was,
we were already doing what I learned today. We were already doing that, and then I felt like it was necessary to put a piece of music in it.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I did it, and it was an episode, like the second time we had our friend Kayla Cromer as a guest, and I tried this piece of music, and I didn't like it. Then I used the music that we use today, which is from the anime Macross Plus.
Of course it was. I mean, everybody knows.
Nobody.
That.
Seldom Two people maybe know that. Five people, ten people tops.
Yeah, whenever I found it, and I was like, oh shit, Jess posted it. That was awesome. I used it as a lullaby for my baby. So,
yeah, there you go. Nice. Yeah, what's a good piece of music? Yeah.
And then, it's one of those things, like just the certain little things that you've added in that it's like the first time I heard the music for What Have We Learned Today and Now What Have I Come to Know, it scared the shit out of me. I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah.
Because I listened pretty intently.
Yeah.
And then the intro, I think it was around 41 whenever y'all did the entrance of the music from the $25,000 pyramid, which I found out a couple of weeks ago in my little exodus of the public access going on. It's just one of those things. Like I think that in a way, the topics have become more concise. It's like every time you find something, it's you have something that's related to what's going on, but at the same time, it's completely outside of it. Uh-huh. You're not putting yourself in a box, which I have always appreciated.
Yeah.
And just the progression of it is just like the more people that you have on, and it just like it builds upon itself, and that in itself is just a cool thing.
I think it's been because we were talking for a little bit before you guys got here, is that other podcasts you can listen to and they have their formats for the most part are that, you know, they're either like their movie reviews or talk about sports. They do about like it's comedy or something. But ours, we do have a format, but it's different every single time because the guests are always completely different and the questions are always completely different. And I wonder as a listener, you know, now you are obviously – you've probably listened to it more than anybody, you know, what it's like having it be a different show, like every single time. Like, was it still easy to listen to over and over and over?
It's one of those things that y'all have so much within each show. Even if I've listened to the episode before, and I think I'm on like number 4 or 5 through the series, and each time it gets longer as you add episodes, but there's always it's kind of like watching certain movies that you love. Like you referenced one time watching The Big Lebowski over and over again, then you find something new you love about it each time. Every episode is like that. I always find one little thing that I didn't catch before because I listen to International Tomato wherever it is that I work, and it's like every once in a while I'll hear something. You get kind of distracted, but then you hear something that's like, oh crap, I never noticed that before. So it's like even the older episodes are still fresh to me. So.
That's so cool.
So.
So what I'm trying to get to is now that you know so much about us, who's your favorite?
Oh, a bunch of horse shit. What?
Sad. Don't make Justin Regan sad. So, because you're an avid listener, and we stopped doing this for a couple of episodes just because I thought we ran out. But we want you to taste this candy.
Oh yeah.
You've heard us give the candy to people to taste and ask them what they thought about it. So. You know what the answer is, but I want to see what you think. How about this one? It's not sticky.
These are old.
Yeah,
but they still
taste. They're candy.
For the folks in podcast land, this is one of the chichimaradas, which is one of the candies that Regan got when he went down to South America. And it's like, this isn't what the soda tasted like, but this is what it kind of tastes like.
Yes.
All right.
So,
no, he's going to try it.
I'm just kidding.
I want to go on the Taste Odyssey. It's kind of like my own personal taste-o-vision, so to speak.
And I'm sure it's still okay.
Yeah, how long has it been since you made him to Peru?
March. I went for spring break.
Does it get annoying hearing us eat?
Yes, thank you. Especially Larry.
Not me.
Yeah, my God, Larry. That. Listen to the past 10 podcasts, dude.
I
are freaking Snacky
things.
McGee.
It's delicious.
On the goddamn podcast.
You think it's me? It's fucking Jess,
No, it's all of us. We are all guilty, but lately, dude, you are Munchy McTalks-a-Lot. Like, you are just... listen to the past, like, 5 podcasts.
Deny. I sound fine.
Anyway.
I don't know. Does it get annoying? It's perfectly fine to me.
Yeah, that's a good question. Does it?
No, it's for me. It's part of the experience. If you listen long enough, you know what to expect.
Yeah, Larry eating.
It's not me that their person is listening to it might potentially be eating while they're listening as well.
Yeah, right. That's me.
So, there you go.
See? So the question, Chichimorado, what did it taste like?
What would you say it tasted like? It
tasted like fucking amazingness. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. It tastes like pineapple with a hint of cinnamon.
Yeah, there it is. I haven't heard that one. But it makes sense.
Because that's what it is.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
And corn.
And is it corn? Brought to you by Diet Coke. This Periscope episode is brought to you by Diet Coke.
Well, my favorite thing is when when we were messaging before we had this happen with Travis, all of us in a Facebook message, I just wanted to read this again. And I said, how ridiculous of us to make him listen to us for hours so that he can be on our podcast so that we can ask questions about us.
We're humble.
Like, this is the most egotistical thing that we have ever done. And thank you so much for it.
Thank you for embracing our egos.
It was his idea, though.
No way. It was on the spot, too.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah. You heard it's always been my idea to have you on the podcast, but I think that this just amplified the justification of having you.
Yeah,
on.
It was a world. It just all was perfect. It all aligned perfectly.
So, what me and all of our listeners have been dying to hear.
Drum roll, please.
We want to hear the list.
Let's have some, you know, Jess, we'll have some fanfare music.
Can you take it away? Announce what's going on because this was your idea.
Jess, I have a piece of music in mind for this. So yeah, it'll come
your best friend's idea.
It was my best friend's
to
idea.
To do this.
For right, the thousands of
not
listeners.
Not me, not your acquaintance. Your best friend.
You're one of my best friends too, Larry. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's over.
Thousands.
God damn it.
And thousands of listeners in podcast land and the four people watching on Periscope live right now.
You could be watching Daredevil on Netflix. You chose to watch
They've seen it twice already.
You can watch it the third time.
Now, all right. Travis K. presents to you his top 10 list in no specific order. Oh, no, we're going chronologically backwards.
Right.
Okay.
Backwards order.
Most recent to backwards.
Yes.
Okay.
In a particular order.
The top 10 Jess answers that we made fun of him about.
Worst answers.
Jess Castro.
Just be transparent with it. Travis. These are my worst answers. People don't understand my fucking genius. You know? So let's...
I know what's number
let's
one.
Let's roll with let's this fucking go. Horseshit parade. This parade of horseshit.
I know
but
what's
yeah,
number one.
Are, yeah, these are good answers.
Most recent terrible answer of Jess's.
Good answer.
Most recent terrible answer by Jess comes from 128, topic one, basically outlining what was your scariest moment at work?
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't scary?
Yeah. It was basically the trucker and the lady tapes.
Yeah.
If it were a
yeah,
Disney
it wasn't
movie.
Scary at all.
It was a little scary.
You realize they had sex.
Yeah, it was terrifying at the time.
Yeah, you don't know if she disappeared.
Yeah,
I side with Jess on a lot of these
things.
I
thought maybe that she was having danger and then she ended up... The end result wasn't scary.
So at risk of repeating ourselves, for some listeners that can't go back and reference like we all can that have experienced it, let's just give just a quick, brief explanation of what his answer was. His answer was the abridged. Go for it.
Yeah, I was working at a convenience store. I was concerned for the well-being of a coworker because she disappeared for several hours. I checked the surveillance tapes, expecting to see something horrifying, except to discover that she was banging the truck driver in the bathroom.
Very good. All right, so fuck that.
No, but I
not scary
see,
at all.
That was scary at the time being. It was
I
a perfectly right. See, Travis gets it. He right. understands.
All right, that's fine. That's why it's number 10.
That's Jesus why it's a terrible answer.
All right, moving on.
All right, episode 122, topic 3. This is not actually Jess's answer. It is kind of a cheat, but it has been mentioned before.
I'll take it.
Hey, Jess, didn't you mean white dog?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not even an answer.
That's
All right. So
that's the biggest blunder. The guys tried to ask you if it was your answer. You said no. I will give you credit for that. But the fact that it could have been interpreted at one by somebody who wasn't listening close enough.
Well, let me run this one through.
Yeah.
What was the topic for that?
Now, I don't know.
It was Regan's topic about people who type the N-word on Google
search
correlate with the amount
of violence
or violence
and death and violence to African Americans in that area.
Right, exactly.
So you said to Google.
Well, I was talking about, we were saying, why would we Google the N-word?
And you said
I thought out loud, here's the thing, here's the behind the scenes.
There's
you
no behind
suckers.
The scenes.
This is behind the scenes.
In front of the
I
scenes.
I thought out loud. I think there's a movie called N-Bomb Dog, right? Because that's what I thought the movie was called. I thought it was called...
You wholeheartedly thought.
I just thought out loud that that's what the movie was called. And I intended to, like, just think it out loud and then maybe cut myself...
You interjected.
I interjected, but then it snowballed into something that I could not edit out of the show.
Not only did you interject it real quick... it took us all by surprise, and then you also interjected later to say, nope, it was White Dog.
It was not called Bomb Dog.
It was a conversation with yourself.
Self-inflicted wound.
Yeah.
So, doing so, how many times did you Google the N-word looking for that movie?
Well, at that particular city? Oh, yeah. It was like 7 or 8 times.
Like eight people.
And Black Lives Matter now, because of you.
Wow.
You did that.
The movie's called White Dog, ladies and gentlemen, not the other thing. Right.
Yeah.
So. Beautiful.
Way to go, Kramer.
It was supposed to be cut out. It wasn't even supposed to be on the show, but it was too late. It was.
It turned into a 15-minute monster.
It became a monster I could not fucking kill. Exactly. I had to leave it in there.
Yeah, you go, Hulk Hogan.
And from the same episode 120.
The same fucking episode! The same fucking episode,
Max,
really?
Max, good episode.
Oh, man!
This was by your own admission you changed it. This was topic two.
When Jess changes, when Jess goes, I don't know.
Okay, so episode 122, topic two, it was, what would your birthday wish be if you could give it to somebody else? You were originally going to make your wish for Jess and Regan, but you said, fuck those guys. Because they're giving you shit during the episode.
Oh, for me and Regan.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Oh, for Larry. Okay, I'm Larry. Larry. Man,
it's good to meet you.
I'm your favorite member.
Yeah.
The original answer was to give us his wish.
Right. To make y'all's lives happy and healthy. But he said, fuck that. And he decided to make sure that that Lisa died first.
Oh, yeah. See?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you put it that way, it just sounds bad. But...
Exactly the way I put it, it sounds terrible.
Where I would like to die first.
But at least you caught it and you're like, no, I don't want her to die first. I at least want to make sure that if she's still around, she doesn't have to take care of my invalid ass.
Right.
If I were to fall over, like the fear that you had, if you were to fall off the ladder doing something stupid and you broke your neck and she had to cart you around.
This is something she said her own. She's like, she said before, like, I have to die before you do, and my wish is to let that happen.
Yeah.
When you put it that way, when you have it just like, oh, I want her to die, that's not what's happening here.
First. You can't have a murder. You can't have a suicide murder. You can only have a murder suicide.
Right, exactly.
I'm with you, man.
Screw my friend's happiness. Yeah. I want Lisa dead. That's what you said.
All right, yeah.
No, way to go, man.
All right. Great.
Good answer.
That's my favorite episode.
All right, moving on. Episode 118, topic one. If you could have any dinosaur companion, what would it be and why?
Yeah. That was a good answer.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I agree. I thought it was a good answer, but this falls under the guise of, did the guys give you so much shit on it that they almost made you change your answer, and they basically said, fuck your Stegosaurus.
Yeah, I liked my answer. My answer was, what was my answer fully?
Stegosaurus?
Yeah, it was a Stegosaurus companion.
But you can't ride him.
Yeah, I could. I told you I had like a fucking harness on his neck.
He's got plates. He's got plates on his neck.
He's got enough of a neck that you could put a small saddle on there.
What I'm really getting entertained by is, because of Travis's list, how fucking stupid our topics are.
Oh, randomly?
Yeah. Like, if you could have a dinosaur companion.
That's Jess's topic.
Yeah, but it's like my answer. My questions aren't fucking as out of the ordinary as anything else we do. Like, it's just it's a good topic. Good question and a good answer.
Yeah.
Let's keep this fucking parade going. Let's just,
it's these topics.
As we're passing by and you assholes are blowing the fucking horse horn at me while I'm scooping up your horse shit.
Oh my god, I'm gonna fucking pass out! Oh shit! Okay.
That's what's going on here.
Let's do this. Next one.
Alright, episode 106 with Ellie Amron and Avery Moore. Yeah, this is topic three. This was Regan's topic about, if you could be the opposite gender for a day, what would you be? And Jess decided he wanted to create an album called Jess and Jesse.
Yeah.
And for 24 hours, yeah. he would be the female version of himself
yeah.
to recreate the freestyle CD and that's, make an EP.
That's fucking genius. I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
I forgot about how stupid that is.
That's stupid. Whole thing. That's fucking genius, and it's profitable. It'll make me a lot of fucking
this
money.
That's
You wanted, to be your female self to record
a freestyle album.
Freestyle.
I don't understand what's so hard to fucking comprehend about that.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You said you would take the time to get your fuck on. That's all good.
Yeah,
the whole
true.
Thing is they wanted to make sure that
that album's going to be shit, man, if you're not dedicating those 24 hours to it.
I'm going to dedicate some time to it.
Yeah, how good can that album be?
It could be just as good as any other dog shit that's on the Billboard Top 10.
Then I agree. Would
you would put that out today, I would buy that.
Yeah, oh my God.
I would buy that.
Yeah, yeah, plus the album great. Cover would be top.
What did we say to him because of that? Do you recall?
Probably just, you know, shit on me, old and short.
Basically, y'all said, wouldn't it just be fucking easier if you went and got a woman to record those parts?
But that's not part of the topic. The part of the topic was to switch genders.
Yeah, and the whole
and
thing
I made,
is...
I made advantageous use of my gender swap.
Yeah.
You wanted to do... All right, let's go.
All right, so 105, topic 3. If from 105, it not, it's what off? 105, basically Jess's topic, or sorry, Regan's topic. If you could get your genitals mutilated,
Oh, yeah.
Who would you bang and why?
Oh, this is one of the tops.
You know
so,
what?
So, Jess, you'd fuck that horse face, bitch,
yeah.
wouldn't you?
That's what they said, yeah. Yeah.
Daphne Rosen.
Yeah, Daphne Rosen.
I looked her up.
Yeah.
From the neck down, she's fine, but God, I would not have even put my... No, you could not have convinced me.
Yeah. So, what was your justification for banging that, not ugly... regular person
the
that
reason,
you don't even know?
No, the whole reason being is my genitalia, my dick is smashed. It's gone.
He would be a sideshow freak.
Yeah. I would be a sideshow freak. I'm, again, putting profit on my fucking misery.
Oh,
that's
geez.
What I did. And rather than string along someone who wouldn't, like, a person by normal, like, beauty standards, they wouldn't want to tag along with me for this fucking freak show, but she sure fuck would. Because she'd be down for it. And that's what it was. It was picking a person who, of course, she didn't have a great face, but cartoonishly voluptuous body who would be down to hang out with a guy with a smashed dick. That was the reasoning. It was pretty, like, well fucking thought out.
All right.
But, not everybody likes, you know, fucking
she's
yeah,
the type
brilliance.
Of porn star that you look up on, like, YouPorn, and you're like, yeah. It's like, oh, I guess I got an amateur channel.
Yeah.
That's someone's fucking chick I'm watching. Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a horrible answer.
It was that was a good answer. But probably my second worst answer.
Yeah. I would say, I would absolutely say that's your second worst
absolutely.
Answer.
Absolutely.
But I get it.
That's a bold statement.
I get it. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. The show must go on.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Jess. This is I'm following the rule as close to the letter as I can.
All right.
Moving on. Right. It is
get on
topic.
That cookie, Jess.
I'm going down. Sorry.
It is topic 1 from episode 100.
Topic 1. What is Jess's question?
Yeah, this is Jess's question. And this is not necessarily that it was a bad answer. You had a 50-50 chance. It's the reaction of the other guys.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
To fill everybody in, it was if there was a shaggy but nice stranger that showed up at your door, would you let them in and why? Jess's answer, fuck no! Larry's reaction is, this is the 100th episode! We're recording in front of everybody and you said no! And so basically...
I built up this question in this case as if
that's right.
People and men are supposed to have compassion and see past...
That's right. You
see
set
past
it up well.
The physical. See past the physical. Help out your fellow man. When it came to me answering that question, I said, fuck no.
Yeah.
That was what was so baffling to the
you
crowd.
Argue with yourself.
I didn't argue with myself. I just
I didn't argue. I knew what I was going
to
say.
You did kind of change it, though, to say, hey, I would at least give you a couple of apple slices, but you're not getting in my fucking house.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So, yeah, that works.
Yeah, I can't lie to myself and say, oh, I'm like the greatest person in the world. I'm not. I'm really not. I'm pretty bad. Anyways.
So
great answer, though.
You wouldn't even let me in your house.
No, that's not true. You're in welcome to my house anytime. So are you, Travis.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's just one time I wasn't allowed. Go ahead, Travis.
All right. Episode 70. This one would be, what was your worst homesick moment and why? And I'll preface this by saying everybody else had some kind of, like, international faraway answer. And Jess actually apologized outright to Aaron Aranker, saying, I'm sorry, this is a lame answer, but I just wanted fucking Chick-fil-A. I was a couple of streets over from home, filming, and we
I was working, I worked a 23-hour, I was homesick for 23 hours. As the people were like, oh, I'm away from my house for, like, weeks and months and years. I was away from my house for 23 hours, and I just went Chick-fil-A, and I wanted to be home. That was my answer.
Yeah.
So people were like, oh, I was in a different country, or whatever. And, I'm like,
I was just down the
street. I was down the street. So, yeah, that was actually a good answer. It was a good answer.
I mean, it's your answer.
It is my answer. Some people, like, think that home's, like, just right around the corner. They just should just go to it. It's actually a lot more deeper than...
You instantly cured your homesickness.
Yeah.
That does not count as homesickness.
That's like me saying I'm homesick
right now, and I just fucking go home.
Yeah, but are you homesick or are you not? I was homesick. Ergo, there goes my answer.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever, my dick. You were saying, Travis, I'm sorry. Don't mind these fuckabouts. Let's get this show on the road.
Next up is topic three from episode 50. What happens in teacup pigs? What does happen in teacup pigs? This is basically Regan's question of, if you could do porn, would you and why? And if you would not be found out.
Yeah.
Jess had an answer that, I don't know what would happen in this film, but I would film a film called Teacup Pigs.
Yeah, that would be the name of the movie. It was mystifying.
I must have blocked that out.
I remember Teacup Pigs.
What's Teacup
But it originally, or it eventually got changed to D-Cup Pigs because it
and
was...
who changed that?
Just did.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was in the What Did I Learn Today section because it was before What Have I Come to Know.
Right.
It was branched off of Regan's answer of Teacup Pigs and what he came to know that Jess would shoot a movie
called Teacup Pigs. That's, yeah.
I would watch it.
I left it to the imagination.
Yeah, that's not a porn.
Do you have to explain everything?
Yes.
When someone asks
can't
you,
can there be some mystique?
When someone asks you a question,
is that why people like the new Star Wars movie? They want everything explained to them. How about some fucking mystery in this life? D-Cup Pigs. What is it? I don't know. Find out, man. You gotta watch it. Yeah. What's it about? Figure that out for yourself. It might mean one thing to one person.
Judge
it might mean
this
one
book
to
by
another.
Its cover.
Yeah, exactly.
Stars are at war.
Wait. So, question: If you did Teacup Pigs, would you have Daphne Rosen in there with you?
That's a great question.
Because it's probably the name of the movie where I'm getting my dick smashed afterwards.
Okay, that all makes sense.
Yeah.
What a good answer.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, good answer, Jess.
Don't have
Teacup Pigs starring.
Convince me. Jess I know it's Castro. A good answer.
Jessica Castro.
Daphne Rosen. Daphne Rosen.
Either that or Tony Stoneshire.
Yeah, Tony Stoneshire.
Yeah. With fucking chubby dick in his snatch.
All right.
Smash my genitals.
And the one that everybody's been waiting for from episode 36.
No one's been waiting for that.
Everyone has. The answer.
It's the answer, not the last answer, but the answer.
The worst answer.
The one that has been referenced more than anything else.
Uh-huh. And,
Your arms for your legs.
Yeah, swap my arm for my legs.
I mean,
what was
Regan,
the question?
If you could switch any two body parts, what would you switch and why? Regan did the shotgun dump Iron Man hand, poop in his hand.
Yeah.
Larry had the, I'll put my eye on my foot.
Yeah, they look on dresses.
Yeah.
Like it makes
best sense.
Does it count as voyeurism when it's your eye? I mean, come on.
No, you
upskirts all day.
Upskirts all day.
You close that eye, boom. Fucking, I'm Mr. Potato and fucking snatches.
Yeah, I get to poop out my hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wanted to run funny. Is that a fucking crime? Is that a fucking crime? I want to run funny. I want to run different.
I thought it's because you wanted really strong legs.
You said you wanted really strong legs.
That's really multi-purpose.
To where JT Street, a freaking media personality, said, you can do that now.
Yeah. So that is an answer that, sure, all right, I'll take that. It's not a good answer.
All right, that's what you actually conceived to.
Yeah, that's not a good answer. Yeah. I changed my mind in that answer, by the way. I wanted to change it, but I got stuck.
Yeah.
So that was the thing. You only get one procedure, so you get stuck with arms and legs. The doctor can't reverse that. You're stuck with that.
You changed your mind when you looked at your knees connected to your fucking... Like, that's when he went, yeah, this was a bad idea.
All I can imagine is just Jess in a gorilla form in a zoo, just arms for legs, legs that's for
the,
arms.
The original imagery seemed pretty cool at the time.
And we discussed if you switched your feet and your hands, and you didn't, right?
No, it's a full appendages.
No, he just left. They were in there in their spot, and it was just going to be the world's biggest bush.
So Jess with his big fucking hobbit feet, just like in everybody's faces.
Hi, yeah. How's it going? Just trying
to grab things.
Yeah.
With his feet. While he can scratch the fuck out of his butt.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, see?
Ooh,
yeah. Oh, ooh, yeah. Now it's all right.
No, it's not.
I think it would be. There are some times you can't get back there.
Yeah, use your foot.
I like the answer to a point, but yeah, all right. I can see that. All right. Maybe that wasn't the best answer.
All right. It's all downhill from here, driving.
All right, and so the last one, this is actually 11. If people said, if I only did 11 and I didn't do 10, fuck you, I did an extra. It's my payment to these guys and out of love.
All right, exactly.
Yeah. So, episode 34, the topic of your own making, you actually got shut down by Gallagher. You said, here, let me answer, and Gallagher's like, no. Why do you get to answer your own question first?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yes.
Yeah, he shit on our whole show.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's like, fuck your format.
He didn't like our format. He liked the fact that we answered our questions first.
Yeah.
He did not like that. Fair enough.
And French. He hated the French.
He really hated the French.
Hated the French.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I like those an extra answer. Yeah, Gallagher. The comedian legend said, I don't like the way you did that.
I don't like the way you do your show.
From atop his mountain watching all of us.
Yes. Yeah, from atop of his mountain watching his fucking golden palace, his golden castle.
Gallagher, you were nice to do our podcast.
He was super nice.
Thank you very much.
He was very nice.
You're absolutely right. We shouldn't answer our own questions, but we're going to fucking do it.
Yeah.
Rip the format.
It's not about answering our own questions. It's answering them first before the guest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fuck. Setting them up.
It's giving the guests time to answer.
And ideas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Travis.
Thank you so much.
Homework assignment. I give it an A+.
I give it
I hope that you being on this show is worth all of the countless hours that you spent finding those out.
Definitely. This is a bucket list item. I can die happy now. I had a child. Fuck that. I get to come on public access.
Well, good. I hope he dies soon, man.
Absolutely, Elena. I love you very much. Don't support me.
You got more to accomplish. Don't do it yet. Yeah, you're good. There's more to do.
As long as you die before Jess, because that's all he wants.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, exactly.
Die before him.
I paid my death dues.
So Jess could be old and alone. He's going to green mile
on
his life.
On his ship, getting his ass wiped by the person in his closet.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. That's how you fucking do it. You plan out, and all your bad answers become good answers at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's like
you live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Right?
You're an agent of chaos, man.
Yeah.
And the greatest thing of all, I think, in life is that even though, you know, we and Jess aren't friends anymore.
Why? Where is this coming from, by the way?
My heart.
No, elaborate. Why are you hurt?
No,
why are you hurt about this?
I'm not hurt. It's just, you know, it's our last podcast ever.
This is not our last podcast ever.
Follow Larry Garza comic on Periscope.
That is not the case. Travis doesn't even know why you're, like, upset.
No, listen to the past public access episodes and you'll see.
No, that doesn't answer the question at all whatsoever.
No, it's fine. Jess, you do you, man. I'm happy for you.
What the fuck?
But I can't wait.
Answer. Here's what happened. Regan came over to my house to record a little, you know, VO for a little something.
Wow.
And Larry felt wrong because he wasn't quote unquote invited. If I fucking invited him, he wouldn't have fucking come over. So it doesn't really matter.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah. God damn it.
He wouldn't have come over, Larry.
Yeah. Always be closing, man. Never take no for an answer.
This is not the last episode ever, by the way.
So I want to thank each and every one of our listeners for tuning in as long as they've had. And you know what a great last public access podcast to have.
This isn't the last
Travis with. And I can't wait for when Jess is older and all of these answers that he gave that we've deemed bad actually help him in life somehow.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Daphne Sapphire, what was her name?
Daphne Rose.
You know, like, takes a punch for Jess somehow in some, like, way. Like, she, and you're like, oh, I'm so glad it didn't happen to a pretty chick. Jeez. Right? And she's like, you no problem, dude. You know? Fucking,
yeah, like, that's exactly what she sounds like.
A house is falling on Jess, and like his hands are taken, like his hands are like not working, so that he has to use his legs, and he's like, well, looks like I got legs for arms now, you know.
Oh, finally free to these shackles.
Yeah, man.
I'm free to the constraints, and now I have no limbs.
Yeah, man. No. You have limbs. And then Lisa dies first, and there's Jess by himself. With his little rat, like on Green Mile.
Playing, what? Why do I have where the rat come from?
Playing Pikmin 7.
Yeah.
And no. Playing Silent Hill. Some new, like, expansion pack Silent Hill for 36 straight years. Going in and out of a room and enjoying every second of that stupid shit. Jess, man, rest in peace, man.
I'm not dead yet.
Yeah, and it won't be for a long time. Thank you so much, Travis.
It won't.
For doing that for us. Let's end this Periscope session.
All right,
forever.
Oh, hey, everybody. It's time for that segment that you've always been looking for. It's the segment I like to call, Yeah, I'm looking at that! A segment where I talk about movies and video games, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction of friends and listeners is going to be, Yeah, I'm looking at that! So, this week, I'm talking about something that's a little older, came out earlier this year, and it actually resurfaced for a different system, and it's a game called Among the Sleep. And Among the Sleep is a game where you play as a toddler. The main character you play is actually like a tiny little toddler that primarily crawls like a baby. And that's how you actually move you around. And so the entire game, it's like a stealth game where you're basically staying away. Yes, it's a game I played for a little bit on Steam on the computer. And it's a scary, spooky game because it's a little child scared of the boogeyman and boogie ghosts, the child's imagination. And because it's a child, it's a toddler, you can't fight back. So that game's primary objective is to hide away from the monsters in there. And the thing that keeps the baby safe is a little teddy bear. The baby that rolls around has a teddy bear. The teddy bear is kind of like a flashlight that would be used in other games so you could see, because the teddy bear is like literally the light of the child. Like, it's the source of light, the source of good for the child. So when you're in the dark and you want to look around, the teddy bear emits light, like metaphorically, but visually, you know. And so when the monster is kind of away, the teddy bear will kind of keep it safe. But you can only use it for so long. That's kind of like the device. Instead of a gun, instead of a flashlight, it's an actual teddy bear. And that's the entire
game.
And
how old's the toddler?
It's a toddler. It's like a crawling baby.
Oh,
yeah. How old are babies when they crawl?
Well, toddler's four and four...
Three-year-old, four-year-old.
But he can walk, though.
He can walk. Okay. Like, to run, you know, in the games where you walk and then you can run. Mm-hmm. So walking is crawling. To run, he actually stands up and crawls, but then you become louder, and you don't want to do that if you're trying to hide. You want to crawl and be stealth. So it's kind of stealth, hiding. It's not so much action. It's more about just puzzles and solving problems as a child, from a child's perspective. So it came out... it might have came out like late last year, but it resurfaced because it just got released on PlayStation 4 and it'll get released on Xbox One soon. So Among the Sleep, it's really cool. I think it's a pretty neat game. So it actually brings us to the first topic for tonight. And that topic is, how much sleep do you normally get, and is it enough? And then also the appendices of the question is, how does it compare to your sleep 10 years ago? Mm. I'll kick it off. And say, on average, a week, if you took like the average of what sleep I get, I think now I get about 6 hours average sleep. I think that's what gets me through. That's not what I get all the time, but if you took the average of how much sleep I get per night, per week, it ends up being six a week. And usually what it is if I stay up super late, I can do like 3 hours and I'll be okay.
Yeah, your minimum.
My minimum. Yeah. That's the RAM limit cycle. I'll push. Yeah. That's the limit I'll push, because a lot of times I play games in bed, like portable or on Wii U or something like that. And then because it's not having to turn off a TV and go to bed, I'm already in bed.
So it doesn't count.
I'm just already chilling in bed. And then it'll end up being, okay, you need to get some sleep. So 5 o'clock, you should actually go to sleep. You know, because I have to like wake up at 8.
you know?
Dude.
But that doesn't happen all the time. It just happens
3 to 4 nights a week.
Yeah, exactly. Half the week. And then on the weekend, the weeknight, I get to sleep in. But sleeping in's like 7 hours, which
yeah.
depending, because Lisa's an early to rise thing, and I get poked to wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
wait. Do you still go to bed like at 5 on the weekends? Do you go to bed early on the weekends?
It depends. It catches up. Sometimes Friday night I'll end up passing out. Like, oh, I'm going to fucking get my game on. And then I'll end up passing out like at 10 o'clock or something like that. And then wake up at I don't sleep in till noon anymore, because I get woke up before to get breakfast or, you know, eat breakfast or do something. I tend to like not really sleep in too much on the weekends. Now, 10 years ago, so that would be, you know, 2005. Oh, definitely. There was like four to five in the most on average. I was still working two jobs. Yeah. The one job I have now, and I was still kind of working at Best Buy for like part time. Mm-hmm. So it was a transition of kind of leaving Best Buy, but it was still like the Monday through Friday job and then working small shifts on Saturday and Sunday, or maybe even just Sunday. And even beyond that, I'd say 2006, 2007 or whatever, it was still like I'd maximize on how late I would stay up and how little sleep I'd get. I would rather be awake doing something than go to sleep. Now it's like, okay, I need a little bit more eventually. It'll eventually catch up to me. And before then, also, I would actually sleep in on a Saturday, like sleep in to like noon, 1, the crack of 2 in the afternoon or something like that. But
at the crack of noon.
The crack of noon. So yeah, six hours.
Yes, same answer for me. 6 hours is what I'm you know, dealing with now. Usually I'll go to bed at midnight and I have to be up at 6. That is, of course, also an average, because there are times where usually Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Usually, Mondays and Tuesdays, I'll catch up, because I believe was part of the question, is 8 hours is what I need.
Is it enough? Is really
eight hours, and I'm feeling good. I'm feeling all right. And I've noticed that's my internal clock. Like, if I don't put my alarm and, you know, we have a sitter and we don't have the kids, like, I will sleep for 8 hours, you know? But then you take under account the times that, like, I'll go to Dallas and come back the same night, you know, and I'm just like, well, I'll sleep when I'm dead, you know, because I'm like, I'm just fucking not going to sleep tonight and I'll figure it out. And I don't do coke. I'm really proud of that. I've never touched this stuff.
Right.
And I don't understand why people do, because I can function.
Because it makes you awesome,
I guess. And the weirdest thing about... I've had those to this day, you know, because of the stand up stuff, kind of more often than not, you know, gone, you know, 2 days without sleeping or whatever. When I get to home, I'm like, dude, as soon as I get home, like at, you know, 5 or 6 after work, picking up the kids and all that stuff, I'm going to crash. And I don't. And I'm still up to like midnight for whatever reason. And then I'm only
you'll get your normal 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah, like 6. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm home by 6. I got to wake up at 6. I'll get 12 hours of sleep. It'll make up for yesterday. Nope. I'm awake. Not even sleepy. It's the weirdest thing. Funny thing that, wow, because this hit me like a ton of bricks when you asked it, was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I had a newborn. Ten years ago. So Travis, you know what this is like right now.
Yes, I do.
10 years ago, Mikey was just born. I was a new dad. So yeah, I was a new dad working at GameStop. So I wasn't getting out till like 9 or 10, right? Still doing comedy, and yeah, I wasn't getting really any sleep at all. So yeah, about 4 hours of sleep average, and naps when I had to go in at 1 or whatever. So
yeah.
So that's my answer.
Well, my answer is very easy, because I wear this Fitbit.
Yeah, so
I can show you every night.
He's got all the numbers.
So just average October 25th. And this is, it gives me a weekly average, 6 hours and 53 minutes on average. Next week, 6 hours and 44 minutes on average.
Pretty much the same
week
answer.
After that, 6 hours and 35 minutes. Mm-hmm. Week after that, 6 hours and 23. So it's about 6.5 hours weekly. That's the daily average. Mm-hmm.
But check this out. Because I've been off this past 2 weeks, 9 hours and 32 minutes.
Yeah.
Holidays, nice, baby. Yeah, dude. So, yeah. So it's funny because I just saw that right now. I was like, oh, man, I'm sleeping good these past weeks. It's
nine
been kind
hours.
Of, yeah. Oh,
dude,
yeah. That's
awesome.
Called no work for 2 weeks. Anyway. So, yeah. 6.5 hours. It's plain and simple. That's how much I get it. And that, I would say, is adequate. Like, that's kind of what it, and I want to say that is an average though, because I want to say it's about 5.5 hours Sunday through Thursday night. And then I'll get like a couple extra hours on the weekends and it averages out to about 6.5.
Got it.
But I usually say for me to perform and function, to function well, it's about 5 hours. Five hours and I'm golden. Like
go.
5 hours and I'm
but
good.
Isn't that science, man, not supposed to be the way it is for us because it's not within a 4 hour REM cycle? Honestly,
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it's everyone's different essentially. Yeah. Like,
because I can get 4 hours of sleep and manage. If I get 5 or 6, which is my average, I'm fucking tired.
Really?
Yeah. No. I have to get 4 or 8.
Five is like,
or
my,
zero.
Five is like, my golden, like, boom. If I'm going to bed knowing I can get 5, I know the next day I'm fine. Less than 5, I know I'm going to be struggling that next day. I know 4 and I'll be like, it's going to be tough. Tomorrow's going to be tough. Anything like, can we do it with less than that? Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But
yeah.
I know I'm going to be struggling. But then I want to say more than 7, that's when
you wake
I'll
up
be
sleeping.
Groggy.
Right.
Like, I'll know I'll be like, I don't want to get out of bed at all, or like, I'll be dragging the whole day because I got way too much sleep. 10 years ago, probably the same exact, like, I want to say it's essentially the same thing. I don't know. I was working a sort of a 9-to-5 job, not on the weekends, with the corporate communication job, but it was Monday through Friday, same sort of things. And we're still doing a Comedia Go-Go thing. So, I mean, it would have been about 5 to 6 hours every day, which is completely fine. So, yeah, that's about it.
Travis.
So it definitely seems like 6 hours or thereabouts is the magic number, because that's about what I get right now.
And that's with
that's
like
with
you said,
the baby.
The baby.
We're lucky enough that she sleeps through the night, but that's because we kind of we set in a schedule and be like, no, you're gonna fucking sleep right now.
Good,
you're doing it. But we're lucky enough that she sleeps through the night. So, but it still doesn't feel like it's enough. I mean, Larry can relate. It's the whole new baby thing. Even though you're sleeping, you've got everything running in the back of your head. So it's like, go to bed around midnight, 1 o'clock, wake up about 6 or 7, usually by either the wife shaking my foot, the dog farting in my face, or an alarm clock.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely not enough. And I still feel like I'm lagging behind a little bit.
Yeah, sleep with one eye open.
Yeah,
open
kind
your pillow tight, dude.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I'm just hoping I don't see the exit light. That's one. I would say that my best time sleeping would be a full 8 hours. I think I would.
Like a straight up doctor's ordered 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah, I can survive on anything. I can go from 0 to 10, 12 and be fine, but 8 is when I feel like I'm at my best. 10 years ago, and it's probably going to prompt a question. 10 years ago, I was still in high school. And just before it comes out, no, I did not have internet porn at the time.
What?
No.
You didn't have?
We didn't have.
2005?
2006? No, we still had dial-up.
Yeah, there it is right there, because that's the thing is, internet was not, high-speed internet was still a privilege at 2005.
No,
and when you live in the sticks like I do.
Yes, exactly. Okay. It's a privilege, exactly.
2005 had fiber optic cable.
Yeah, yeah. I engineered my porn thing.
Yeah.
2005, I was still in high school. I got about 8 hours of sleep a night on average, just because, I mean, during the week, school was my job, and then on the weekends, I'd get up and I'd go mow lawns to make money to pay whatever little bill I had or whatever.
Yeah.
So overall, I mean, it's not much different, but from then to now, I've lost a couple hours.
Right on.
Okay.
What about those Facebooks?
Facebook answers. Anthony Torino says 8 hours. That's how much he sleeps in. Is it enough? Yes.
Juan
Carlos Pelez, JCP, 7 to 8, and they haven't been a full night's rest since I had full access to a cell phone or computer. See, that's, I can imagine. So, okay, real quick, who here has a TV in their bedroom?
I do.
I do.
All three of you guys.
I don't watch it, though.
But it's not for me.
No. I'm just wondering though, because just that's just one of those things.
It's an extra TV, and we had to put the main cable in our bedroom for whatever reason. Time Warner told us, so we just have it. We never really watch it.
I don't have one. But now, how many of us just honestly, the last thing you do before you go to bed is you're on your phone.
Yeah.
Right
here. I mean, on a game, it's the same thing.
Okay, so you're on a game.
Yeah, it's on a game.
I'm on my phone probably is the last thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what every... I mean,
which is terrible to do.
Oh, I know, but
your mind goes bananas.
Everyone does it, right? I just want to make sure. Because that's Juan Carlos is absolutely right. Since he has access to a cell phone, like, it's... Mm-hmm. I'm sure all of us would get so much more sleep if we didn't have our phones, right?
Or maybe like an hour. At the same time, though, but if it's not a TV, it's actually something else. What's the difference between reading your phone or reading a book?
Mm-hmm. I fall asleep while reading a book.
Books can't respond back to dick pics.
Yeah. There you go.
This comic, it's not going to be a lot of
books. Don't send Larry nudes.
All my books, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Brian Powell says, never enough. Even when I get enough, I want more, probably because my dreams are badass and my waking life is slightly less than badass.
Oh, his life is interesting enough.
Waking life.
Waking life.
Link letter.
Samantha Lyons Reek says, when I'm using Ambien, I get 8 hours usually.
Nice.
If I don't take Ambien, about 5 to 6. Back in the day, I could function pretty well on that. Now, if I get less than 8, they have to remove sharp things from my line of vision because I get all stabby. See, I've heard there's people that, like, if they don't get, like, 8 hours, like, forget it. Like, they're done, man. Mm-hmm. Alfred Perez says 3 to 4 hours, six nights a week, and 10 or more, one night a week, usually Saturday or Sunday. That makeup day.
Catch out, makeup day, yeah.
Justin Cooper says, when I'm on normal sleeping schedule, it's 6 to 7 hours a night. Lately, 8 days into my vacation, it's been more like 12 to 13 hours. Hell yeah, Justin Cooper, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
Yeah.
Jay Coops.
I'm a total sloth and could sleep all day for no reason. Amen. Same here. 10 years ago, I was probably on a much healthier sleep schedule, but then again, 10 years ago, I was much healthier in general. Stacy Medina says, not nearly as much as I'd like, 4 to 5 hours if I'm lucky. 10 years ago, at least 10 for sure. Dang, that's a terrible drop off. Christopher Fox says, I like a good 9 hours when I can get it. That feels right. But
9 hours.
Jeez, I know. What the?
You're but lucky, if I, Fox.
Exactly. But if I can't, I feel about 5 is a good low number. Not what I like, but if I wake up between that number, I feel worse.
Right on.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah.
10 years ago, he was an infant. I know that guy.
Yeah.
Andrew Thomas says, I get around 5 to 7 a night. It never feels like enough compared to college. It was around 10 hours. I slept a lot.
Wow.
I remember summers during college when you just had, I had nothing to do.
College.
Or high school summers.
No, high school summers. Fuck that.
I'd stay up till forever. 4 and then slept till 4. Because it was too hot outside. Why would you want to go outside during the summer?
He had a fucking window unit just blasting in your face.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, post-jerking off sleep, too. So you were just like gonzos.
Yeah.
Like,
snoresies.
Philip Stevens says, I'm lucky to get 6 hours. I need 8. Body does not let me go to sleep before midnight and gets me up at 7:30 no matter what time I went to bed.
Interesting.
He says, damn old man bladder.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You're not that old, Phil.
10 years ago, I was the same way, but could sleep later. What I've noticed is lately.
You get up to go piss?
Dude, here's the thing. No.
I just pissed. I'm just kidding.
I haven't been working out lately because I'm off my schedule. If I don't work out, I don't sweat a ton during the day.
Okay.
And because I don't sweat a ton during the day, I gotta like take a hardcore leak at night because of all that water that's just, it's weird.
It's weird because it's the opposite for me.
Really?
So, yes, because when I'm in a regular, like, workout schedule, I end up pissing more than I normally do.
I wonder if it's because you drink more because you're working out.
That's probably it. I drink the same
amount, but if I don't sweat it out, and I didn't realize that until I injured myself, and then I was in bed for a long time, and I realized, like, if I'm not sweating, then I have a lot, because I sweat a ton, and just in general.
Yeah.
But if I don't sweat, then I got to get rid of that liquid the other way.
You have diarrhea of the pores.
Yeah. Ashley K., whoever that is.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, baby.
Oh, she got a whoever that is.
Says, I'm lucky to get around 6 hours. It's definitely not enough. I'd be happy with 9 to 10. hint, hint. I'm just too much of a light sleeper, and it takes me forever just to get comfortable in the first place. 10 years ago, I think I was getting about 7 to 8 during the week, but I would sleep in on the weekends. Carlos Castro says, 7 hours are a must today. 10 years ago, I could rock and roll on 3 hours of sleep, fueled by violence and cheeks full of coffee grounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 hours. Yeah, no. And then Ryan Timothy Brace, I sleep from about midnight to 6 a.m. Is it enough sleep? Probably not, as I have ever-present dark circles under my eyes, though I've had those things as long as I can remember.
I like them.
Do any of us look terrible if we don't
Raccoon
get enough sleep?
Raccoon Timothy Brace.
I don't know. I mean,
any of us what?
Look worse if we don't get any sleep?
Oh, yeah. You can see the bags under my eyes.
Really?
They're terrible, yeah.
That's why you wear glasses, bro, and then you can...
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're amplified. Yeah, they're worse.
No, it covers it.
That's weird. Not at all.
Monique Martin says, I don't sleep much. It sucks. I sleep 2 hours and wake up. Ugh. Rinse and repeat. After waking up, I never hit a deep sleep. I remember pulling all-nighters in my 20s, but I was not an insomniac then. See, that's... Ooh, I've known a couple people with insomnia.
Is she an insomniac?
I think so. That's the roughest, man. I've known a few people. Ugh, that,
true insomniacs.
That, to me, it seems like absolute terror. It really does. Like, frustration.
I can see that mostly with women, because men have, like, you know, an attached... snooze button. If you can't go to sleep,
we don't have to drink warm milk. We just warm milk ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. We just warm milk ourselves. Yeah. That's grosser than saying I'll make warm milk.
You can't do that if you got a light sleeper next to you, though.
Yeah, that's what she's for. So,
and then finally,
God damn it.
That's what the toilet bowl's for.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's from you.
No. My wife's not a toilet bowl.
No, I'm talking about someone I was good at, but...
Finally, Matt Golightly says, who sleeps at night?
They can both flush themselves, technically.
Buzz kills. We sleep at night. So there we go. That's...
That's good.
So, like, okay, so you had brought it up, Regan. So, like, the more sleep you get, the groggy you are. Is everybody in the consensus of that, Travis?
Absolutely.
Too much.
I would say so. Too much sleep, and I'm fucked up the rest of the day.
Yeah, you just want to sleep all day.
And how about this real quick? Can you... Do any of y'all wake up, like if it was an off day or vacation day, and then stay in bed, or is the need to get out of bed, like, necessary? Can you, like, wake up and then lounge?
Yo, if I ain't got nothing to do, I'm staying the F in bed.
Nice.
I'll get up. Usually the kids wake me up, especially I've been off for 2 weeks on Christmas vacation. They'll get me up, I'll turn the TV on for them, make them some breakfast, and I'll just either go lay back in bed or I'll lay down with them for like an hour or two. I can't get up and go because I do that all week.
Right. Okay. Right on.
It's your one day to recharge. And then-
yeah. You know, it's always been a good trick for me, for anybody out there that can't sleep. I've been doing this since the sixth grade. If I can't go to sleep, I just pretend that I'm waking up to go to school or work.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, you know what? I just want 5 more minutes. I just don't take for granted the fact that I could potentially get hours of sleep. So I'm like, okay, you know what? Let me just pretend I got to get up and go to work. And normally, jerk off and I'm out.
That, did we talk about, was that a topic? Did we talk about what puts us to sleep or how we go to sleep? Or
that was actually from 129, the challenge episode. It was my question. And what puts you to sleep? And
okay. That was your own question. Yeah. Oh, okay. Nice.
And did I say jerking off?
You didn't say jerking off.
I think it was kind of. Well, I think eventually it just came up as a consensus, as a good thing.
I mean, all guys do it if they're trying to get sleepy. It was an episode of Herman's Head.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't.
Yeah, he's warm milk a shelf.
Yeah, I like it. Exactly. So yeah, so there it is. The game is called Among the Sleep. It is on Steam. It is on PC. It is on PS4. It'll be on Xbox One as soon. You relive the terror of your forgotten childhood when you were a toddler and you were helpless to do anything but clutch a teddy bear. It's your own solace and your own light. It's a really neat game. Very neat game. But anyways, Among the Sleep. Yeah, I'm going to look into that.
All right, guys. It's time for another edition of Dad's Corner.
Yeah.
Here we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true.
Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch.
Right. And so finally, I am not... outnumbered.
No.
Because Travis, and this is very recent, how old is your little precious little girl?
About 3 months old.
3 months old. So I am barely not outnumbered. So I appreciate you adding to my team of fathers, man.
Hell yeah.
And this time.
Last in it club.
It was, all right.
Yes. Card-carrying member.
Yeah, it's proof. Exactly. Our children are proof that we have blasted
that you've had sex.
Yeah.
Me and Jess, virgins.
Potential virgins.
We are potential virgins. There's no proof.
No proof that we've ever had sex.
A lot of people lost money whenever they found out that I was having a kid.
Wow.
Lost money, wow.
You're like, prove y'all wrong.
That you weren't gay or that you were a virgin?
Both.
Both, yeah.
Both, yes. Possibly. Ooh, being accused of being a gay virgin? Fuck that. Is there such a thing as a gay virgin?
Yes.
Yeah. Come on. Guys that like guys that know that what guys want, not yes, very long.
That doesn't mean one.
No.
You're saying that.
I'm sure there's lesbian versions, but not like male.
Just think of a really unattractive, shy gay dude. I mean, right, severely ready? Unattractive, shy gay guy.
And it's like, oh, that guy would suck my cock.
What? Where is this going?
But what if he's not into that?
He's gay. He's into it.
No. He wants to put his penis in a guy's butthole.
No. I'm sorry, man. All gay guys love.
You are speaking.
No, you don't.
You sound like you are my father, dude. You are my father.
I'm just kidding. No, I am just kidding because Jeffrey Dahmer didn't like being a bottom. That's why he killed his victim.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding. And that's my reference. That's terrible.
You're a horrible person.
That's not true. Listen to this horrible factoid.
No, but I mean, I would just wish for all of my gay friends that it was that easy because I'm a guy, and if I was gay and there was like another gay guy, like Grindr exists because of that fact.
Grindr was the first Tinder.
I know.
Yeah.
Tinder's a straight Grindr.
Yeah.
But Tinder's not as easy as Grindr. My gay friend explained Grindr to me, showed me Grindr. He showed me Grindr at the place we were employed at, and he goes, it's so funny to see how many people that are in our building that are down to fuck. And I went, that's
any job. Yeah.
But I went, no, that's great. Like, I'm so envious of the gay community that they have such an easy access to people that are just down to grind.
No, that is just a generalization.
No, that's what Grindr is. Grindr is
That's what Grindr is.
Is my point. I'm not saying all, like, if a gay guy isn't promiscuous, then he's not on Grindr. Right? I'm talking specifically about Grindr.
Okay, gotcha. Right.
That is awesome.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
Straight men don't have that because it's all fake.
Yeah.
Anyway. I wish I could go to a park.
What are we talking about?
No, that's not true because it's just not as accessible, but like there are straight down to fuck sites. It's just not as, what's the word?
It's not real, man. Because women aren't. A majority of women are promiscuous. It is in a guy's DNA.
No, they proved that when they did straight. Ashley Madison.
Exactly.
Yeah. Percentage higher of men.
It was like 95%.
It was like 250,000 guys to every one girl or something. It was absurd.
It was absurd.
Actually,
it was
like every one real girl. That's the thing.
There was
a bunch of accounts, but there are actual like
real women that were down to fuck.
Yeah. Fair enough.
It's like farmersonly.com. It's a vast ratio of sheep to men.
Yes. That's right.
They're all fucking Dolly clones that understand computers. So, and side note, if they fucking cloned a sheep like 20 years ago, where are they now with cloning?
They're not going to tell us.
We're eating it. We're enjoying those pork chops, man.
They're 3D printing organs right now, dude. The only reason that's for what we know.
They have cloned a human.
Exactly, dude. Because there's all sorts of flack amongst the medical community.
Like flax leads?
Yeah,
like
that you're not allowed to do that. It's against. But I guarantee you there's some South Korean or North Korean, Russian people.
Yeah, cloning Dennis Rodman.
That are trying to actively clone human beings because the technology exists.
They've done it there. But the reason why it's 20 years is because they have to clone it, see the lifespan of these clones, and get all the test results.
Because they're cloning an adult male. And it's a newborn. DNA from an adult and a newborn baby.
And they have to like let them watch this lifespan
and
of
Benjamin
this clone.
Button, dude. That's why that movie
and
came out.
Like 10 years recently, on freaking BuzzFeed or LaserBook, they're going to be like, here's the first clone boy. And it's like, and there's going to have his dad next to himself or his self next to himself. And it's,
and it's going to be an aged version of him.
Except he's going to have like this mouth on his neck.
Yeah. And then Andy McDowell's going to be his wife all hot and just wearing like his button up shirt. And then it's going to be Michael Keaton.
And he's going to, like, be a, like, a construction worker. You do work good. And he's going to be like, oh, my God, I love you so much. Annie McDowell. He's going to fuck her on the counter.
Michael Keaton's going to be like, we need to make cars like the Japanese.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. He's like, oh, baby, let's make
Arnold Batmobiles. Schwarzenegger walks in and says, I didn't know I was a clone, guys.
Yeah, exactly, dude. And then fucking Macaulay Culkin's in Clone Alone. And it's going to be fucking awesome, dude.
Wait, what's the question?
So, on Dad's Corner today...
Clones? We're talking clones.
Gay sex and clones.
If you could clone yourself, if you were That's gay.
That's a thing. We've already asked that.
I know. And I wouldn't suck my own cock, but I'd jerk myself off.
We already talked about that.
Yeah, this is a topic of discussion.
Yeah. We talked about that, right, Travis?
Yeah, you've talked about it.
What did I say? I wouldn't do it? Because I don't want to fuck a guy, and I don't want to go and fuck someone.
Do you want to do?
Yeah, but there are plenty of times you look at yourself and go, "Yeah, fuck yeah."
No, I have a delicious cock. Okay, all right, scratch. How was your Christmas? This is your child's first Christmas. How was that?
Is that the genesis of this topic?
No, because it was said
speaking
that people,
of gay sex
people,
and cloning.
No, you brought it up because you were saying that people lost bets that you had a kid, and I said gay. Or
and then
a virgin.
Into that shit, come on! Like, what happened?
Good answer. Would you get your 3-month-old daughter for her first Christmas?
Come on!
We got her a clone of herself for that later.
God damn it!
Glad I got this candy cane in my mouth so I don't have a bad taste.
Whoa!
God damn it!
Transition. Sucking that candy cane.
Which are these all peppermint or is it like one strawberry? Genuine question. Those are fruity. Fruity.
All right, I'll take the fruity.
You want the fruity? Yeah, get
that. That might be cinnamon. Yeah, I don't know.
People may be winning bets on that one. I don't want a colorful one. That's
this one's
cool,
fruity.
Guys.
This one's fruity for sure. Why are we stopping?
I don't know why we're stopping. What did you get your daughter for her first Christmas?
That's a better.
We didn't really do a whole lot. It's a whole thing of like, okay, we got her a few things of clothes. We got her some bath toys. We kept it simple. It's not like she's going to remember it, but we wanted to do something, take a few pictures and show her we loved her.
Yeah.
We still love her.
Of course.
But we loved her enough at the time to get her some shit.
So things have, it's been kind of harder to shop for Mikey because Mikey's getting, she's 10 and she's getting out of toys. She's not really into toys. Last year, we got both kids a 2DS. Gunner absolutely loved it. Played it every day, broke it. And Mikey played it for a couple months, lost interest. Lost interest in a lot of things, was really into her phone. And then she started getting into pictures and taking pictures and playing with the filters on her iPhone and all this stuff like that, right? So I decided for this Christmas to buy her a little camera, a little, you know, HD video and stuff. So she has this Canon PowerShot and she absolutely loves it. And she's got a really good eye, you know, and everything's automatic, you know. She's not, you know, I'm playing with fucking shutter speeds or anything yet. Just gathering how to take a proper picture. And she's pretty much got it. And going to eventually get her editing software and stuff like that. And she's like, you know, really, really into it. And I'm excited to see how much use this camera gets. Because a lot of the stuff like the 2DS gets shelved. Gunner got a 3DS this year and is apeshit about it. He's playing the games that he already had, got a Sonic game from Grandma. But, of course, I think that's going to go away, you know, once the next thing comes in because he's going to correlate that as a baby toy once he gets, like, 8 or 9, right? But I think that this camera's going to last because my topic question is, you know, what gift did you receive as a child that you still use today? And my real answer is my JanSport backpack.
Nice.
I got was begging my mom forever because I wanted to say my camcorder because I got a Hi8 video camera in high school and we used that through Comedia Go-Go days, but I don't use that anymore. My JanSport, on the other hand, I got when I was 15 years old. Black begged my mom because every year she was buying me a backpack. Every year she was buying me a backpack and she'd get me those Colorado backpacks from the uniform store and. Every year around May, it'd have a fucking hole in it. And all my friends at JanSports, you know, I got kind of made fun of for my orthopedic Reebok shoes that, you know, I got for whatever reason. And my shitty fucking backpacks. And I was like, Mom, I really like these JanSport backpacks. It's not just because the other kids have them. They're durable. I know kids
that have had the same backpack forever. I just want a black JanSport, please. And it was $30. Fuck that, you know, broke the bank, you know? Because my backpacks are like, I'm assuming like $10. And then I said, I promise, it's high school, mom, you know, I will use this all through high school. And she's like, all right. And so I get it. And I used it all through high school. I actually used it all through college. And I have it right next to me right now. Hey! I carry it with me everywhere I go, every, you know, show that I do. And knock on wood, hasn't torn, hasn't done anything. There's no holes in it. And I've taken it every state and city and everywhere I've been to. That is my go-to bag. And I love my JanSport. So shout out to the JanSport company for making some durable ass bags and still being a company in present day that doesn't make shit to break, so you'd have to buy a new one.
And you use that shit. It's not like you delicately put.
I didn't put it on a shelf and reminisce over. I got that as a kid. No, I use the fuck out of it.
It's one of those things. The investment returned upon itself.
Absolutely. There are times when I have to go stop by my mom's house before I go on a trip, and I'm like, see.
That's what I do with my Doc Martens that she bought.
Is that your answer?
No, because that's not when I was a child. Well, I mean, I don't still use them. My answer, it's really, I was trying to think about it. It's a really tough answer, but mine is something that I just put on the shelf and reminisced about, which is sitting right back there. It's a Donkey Kong stuffed plush animal that I've had since I was five. And I keep it, and I've kept it, and I love it. And I mean, I don't really use it. But I got it on my fifth birthday, and I might even have a picture in my little picture book of me with that Donkey Kong figure. I don't really use it, but I don't, for some reason or another, it's something that I've, I guess it's because it stayed in great shape. Like, it really is in good shape. Like, it's something that didn't get worn down a lot. I mean, I can pull it out.
Pull out your Donkey Kong, dude.
He's got like one little spot, but aside from that, you can
like you can't really.
You can read Donkey Kong. Like it says Donkey Kong, you can read it. Yeah, his face is all there.
The paint on the face is still there.
The paint would have been worn out normally on toys like this.
Yeah, you can look at it and say that it's been loved, but it has also been taken care
of.
It
doesn't make any noise. It doesn't do anything. It is just simply a Donkey Kong plush, but with like plastic feet and hands and stuff.
That hurt.
Yeah,
yeah, they did. Yeah.
And his finger still goes into this other thing. I put a little tape on it. But yeah, right? It totally looks like he's doing the sex thing. So yeah, this is my toy. It's Donkey Kong.
That's beautiful.
What about you, Josh?
Well, the thing is that I have, similar to the Gunner potentially maybe shelving something, is actually not the case for me, and it's actually every game system I've ever got as a kid. With the exception of the ColecoVision, which accidentally got sold at a yard sale, which that was my bad. If I knew then what I knew now, I would have never let that happen. But the we sold it knowingly it didn't have a power pack with it. They're like, does it work? We're like, yeah. And he took, the box of everything for the ColecoVision for like a few change. And it was like, I had a ton of accessories for that thing. But everything after that I still have. I still have my original Nintendo. I still have my original Super Nintendo. I have my original Sega Genesis, and I have my original Sega CD. Everything after that.
And you still use them.
And I still use them. Not as much as I'd like to or as much as I have time for, but at least, like, you know, a few days out of the year, I'll find time to fire up and then play, you know, go retro and play some old school stuff. Still shop at stores like Propaganda and Game Over Games where they sell classic games and find something to build up my collection. So a lot of those games and the systems I have are the original ones I got when I was a kid, and they still work, and the games that came with it still work, and I still have them. So that never went away. It was just my thing, so I didn't. I wonder if they knew back then if they were gonna like built to last, because they fucking last more than any other new generation shit where like CD drives go out and they, you know, red ring and all kinds of business like that. Those old school systems, you drop on the floor, bang them, crush them, still son of a bitch works. So
you just gotta blow it.
You just gotta blow it. That's actually
usually solves everything.
Yeah, usually solves everything. Actually, they said not to actually blow enough because. Dirt particles, and along with your saliva, actually went into circuit boards and actually.
Well, you're not supposed to shake a Polaroid, but you know.
I'm gonna do it anyways. I'm gonna blow that shit.
Well, blow it, dude.
I do.
What about you, Travis?
Much in the same vein as you've explained before, I'm kind of a pack rat. And as a matter of fact, I'm like one tragedy away from being a chronic hoarder. But
one tragedy away.
I stubbed my toe. Now I need to collect all these issues of
I'm never throwing these paper bags away.
Yeah.
All the Band-Aids.
Yeah, exactly.
But when it comes down to it, I've still got much in the same vein as Jess. I've got all of my game systems from whenever I was a kid. I still, like, my Super Nintendo is still in pristine condition because I always love my stuff. I take care of it. You go to flea market and you see a cracked up piece of crap game and they're like, oh, $300. I'm like, screw you. I got that perfect at home. Much like Regan, I've got a Ninja Turtle Raphael that I've had ever since I was a kid. I keep around with me. Legos, which I've got Legos that I had as a kid that now my child, when she's old enough, will be playing with.
So they're awesome, yeah.
I've experienced for, that.
What do you call it? Point. Unused Legos? They're just like, are they?
No, unused.
No. What I'm saying, you have a Lego, something made out of Legos, or is it a box of random?
It's just a box of Legos.
Okay,
loose.
Cool.
We
cool.
hardly ever. My brother and I used to play all the time, and one of the things that we always did was, like, we'd play with it, and be like, oh, I'm over this shit, take it apart, and then build something else. We've always got a tub of Legos just waiting to be played with. Another thing is, like, my parents are very practical whenever I was, like, for Christmas, we would get a flashlight or we would get tools. And to this day, I thank them because the whole thing is like, if you can turn a wrench, you can fix a car.
Yep.
Yeah. And so it's like, you can save money. And it's one of those things that's something they instilled in me that's what I want to do for my daughters. Like, when she gets to be like 3 or 4 years old, start giving her, here's a wrench. Here's something you can play with. I mean, like, here's a toy, here's something you can play with, and here's something you can experience. Take all three of them with you.
Nice. Yeah, I think that's super important, man. Like, absolutely.
Yeah. Your boy Mike Rowe believes in that. Learn a craft.
Hell yeah.
Learn a trade.
Yeah, learn a trade.
Yeah.
You'll never go hungry. Isn't that?
Something like that. Yeah. So it's a great job. Someone's got to do it.
That's the show.
Okay. I'm sure that's... I don't think he's something he said. I don't know.
All right.
What about those Facebooks?
Facebook answers. Anthony Torino said the gift he got as a child, underwear. They're a little tight now.
The waistband still works, dog?
Maybe. Hey, those are gifts that keep on giving.
Yeah.
You can call it too, dude.
Juan Carlos.
Yeah, they have the racetracks on them.
What he's not explaining is that he was given women's underwear as a child, and he still uses them.
Ugh. Like Juan Carlos Pelea, JCP, my Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
Nothing better than playing a few rounds of GoldenEye, Mario Kart, and Gauntlet Legends.
Yeah. Well, that's a system meant to last.
Four players.
Brian Powell says he got the gift of humor. I got it from my mother. She hilarious.
Aww.
Alfred Perez says I received a dinosaur encyclopedia in the fourth grade. I still use it for basic time era reference.
Right on.
And drawing models. It's funny how much that book is invalidated by science today. That's hilarious. By the way,
these dinosaurs never existed in this book. No.
Yeah,
you
by the way,
ride a Stegosaurus.
Pteranodon is not a dinosaur. Just saying. That's hilarious.
You can ride. There's probably in that book that says you can ride a dinosaur, and that information is factual.
Yeah.
You can
ride a dinosaur
on Pluto, which is a planet.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw it on Flintstones. You can ride that son of a bitch.
God, that's hilarious. James Wells says,
true. And factual.
And a real thing.
It's funny, but you can do it, you know?
James Wells says, I have a wooden pen case with a biblical quote about wisdom that I've since long lost the pen to, but he holds the pen... I use it to hold the pens at my desk and sometimes blunts.
Right on.
Wait, what is it? It's like a pencil.
It's a wooden pen case with a biblical quote on it. He lost the pen that went in it, but he still has the pen case for pens and blunts.
All right, and God said, thou shalt smoketh thine car out.
Dang.
Yeah. Damn.
Justin Cooper says, I still have a rockin' tiger blanket that was gifted.
Hell yeah.
Or passed down from my aunt and uncle. It's warm as hell. And is always on hand in the winter. Oh, a tiger blanket. Do you guys have one of those?
No.
My dad has, they're brown, thick, warm, but it has like a face of a lion or a tiger on it.
Okay, yeah.
Fleecy.
Kind yeah, of they're great blankets.
Yeah.
Man, you never have. Yeah.
No, it's a fleece blanket, but doesn't have a fucking, it needs a tiger. Ours
no.
I think we had a rug.
We have a, I think it's a lion blanket though. We have, I wonder if my.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm telling you, dude, at some point, everybody had the lion blanket.
Yeah, or tiger. Yeah, lion or tiger.
It was some shit like that.
And they're damn good for holding farts in and surprising people.
I think ours was like a a Nubian Afro
some sort of weird that you can hang it on the wall.
It was,
if you
it was whatever design were velvet paintings they transferred to this blanket.
You can always use it as art. That was the beauty of those blankets.
You have the painting that's at the end of Good Times. The like it was.
Stacy
Medina says, "I don't use my popple, but I still have it." She put a picture of her popple.
Ooh, Stacy, wait, nice it's adorable. Popple.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That
popple's bigger than I thought it was.
Ooh, yeah. The stuff. It's a stuffed animal. You put it. You conveniently put it in a little bowl.
Yeah. It's like a pillow pet.
Pillow pet. Yeah.
Before
it's
pillow pets.
It's a pet.
It's a popple.
It's popple.
Yeah. You just show your popple to everybody.
Yeah. Right on Facebook. Yeah. Christopher Fox says, "I have a Power Ranger blanket. I've managed to hang on to. I don't use it, but I have managed to keep it around. Also, I have the same wallet from middle school."
There it is. Yeah.
Andrew Thomas says, "I have a palm tree toothbrush holder that I've had forever. I think it was a gift. I still use it." That's sweet. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Philip Stevens says, "I have a little stuffed dog from when I was seven in 1979. Mm-hmm. Also have Garbage Pail Kids cards from the 80s and a small box with a bunch of Saturday morning cartoon action figures, but I cannot say that I play with any of them. I'm up to 10 years on my Xbox Live account."
Nice! Oh, you know what?
Techno
Peeps.
He goes, "Techno people still going strong."
Yeah, he's got like 50,000 points on there. He fucking plays all the time.
Yeah.
Xbox Live.
But you get that. You got that as a kid. And then
and still use it.
Fucking
good answer.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
And on your Garbage Pail Kids, do you have Lucy Lunchbox?
Yeah. Lucy Lunchbox or Edie Gourmet.
Or Edie Gourmet.
Those are two great. Ashley K says, "I still have this ratty tatty pillow that I was given when I was born. I refuse to give it up regardless of how many times it needs to be patched up. I swear it used to be bright pink a long time ago." She posted a picture. It's gray.
Mm-hmm.
It's just flat out a gray. Oh, you can't tell the difference.
Yeah, she kills me if I touch it.
Pink to me.
No, you don't.
Does she?
She does.
You're married.
Yeah, I try to fix it, but she gets mad if it disappears.
Damn. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just like her pillow. It's been Dutch ovened a few times.
Uh-huh. It's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, it's your baby pillow you're farting in.
You at least it's just farting with Jess. You never know what he does to pillows.
So, guys, if you're buying gifts for your children, you know, a couple brand loyal things, you know, buy them a Canon. The lenses from the old cameras still work on the new ones. You know, get them a JanSport. You know, get them a video game system, but an older one, right?
Wait, what, an older one? Oh, because it's durable.
Yeah, it's more durable.
And they're cheaper.
And then you can tell them, this is what you used to play with as a kid, and it still works. And I'm like, wow, this is great.
I still have my Ninja Turtles and my Masters of the Universe and Star Wars figures from when I was a kid, and it's the coolest feeling in the world to see, you know, Gunner play with them.
Yeah.
You know, it's even cooler to have him break them. When, you know, Beastman's been around for fucking, 30 years.
He survived the Cold War.
He survived the Cold War. He survived
the Universe Wars.
Yeah. He survived 9/11.
9/11. Yeah. He's been through Desert Storm.
Yeah, he went through all of it, man. He had Beastman AIDS, and he fucking lived
through all that.
Yeah.
But, man, in 2000,
Beastman AIDS.
Yeah, I've got AIDS. Beastman AIDS. Brian DiCamillo. So, yeah. And but he couldn't survive 2 weeks with a 5-year-old. So... rest in peace, Beast Man. I'll take, I'll take Triclops' legs. Or I'm sorry, I'll take Triclops' arms and make them your legs for you, my friend. So, buy your kid shit, man, or don't. You know, fuck it.
Well said.
Who cares, man? They're just gonna throw it away.
Or break it.
Yeah, or break it.
Jesus.
Don't be a hoarder. Throw your shit away.
All right, let's get busy.
Yeah.
Right? That's because we're talking about stuff that's not funny in my segment called "Hey, That's Not Funny." And it's going to get some not funny action today when we're talking about a University of Exeter research that talks about how females have more sexual partners when they live in colder climates and are happier being monogamous when it is hotter. But they're talking about fruit flies. So it's not actually talking about humans.
That's kind of unfair.
I know.
That's a clickbait article.
Damn straight it is. Well, no, the actual article says females more promiscuous in colder climates, says insect study, is the actual lead. Right. Okay, so they do let you know that it's
It was like a classic headline. It didn't fucking straight lie to you.
No, the secondary headline is what I just read.
Fair enough. Okay, those are fine.
Which that's is females fault. Have more sexual partners when they live in colder climates. But they're talking about fruit flies in this research. Just say that it's a textbook example of the role of genes versus environment. Sexual behavior is really hardwired into females. Female flies, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, it just I thought it was, I love reading about this stuff, and I love reading about it and trying to apply it to these questions that I ask. So I just thought the easiest question when talking about these female promiscuous flies that are – they get – when it's cold, yo, these girls, they get around having multiple mates.
Yeah.
But the flies that they found like in the southern hemisphere or around the equator, they were actually more monogamous, which is hilarious to think of like a fruit fly being monogamous. They don't live very long, but the scientist kind of just like watching them, like, oh man, wow, she's staying totally. I doubt they're doing that, Larry.
What doing what? Bundle fly. He's a scientist.
Jeff Goldblum's playing off his fingernails, jerking off.
But that's just not think what's about happening. That. Think about like that scientist researcher was like, man, this fly is really sticking to her man. Anyway.
So that and then the other scientist, look at these whores over here in the winter. I don't know if that's how he talks. Right, yeah. But that's how he talks.
Yeah. 24 hours to get.
Look at these nasty whores over here in the south.
I like these equator flies.
Yeah, smelling shit and fucking, they're living the life.
Oh, man. Anyway.
What a bunch of whores.
That brings me to.
That's a scientist saying that. I don't know why.
Why?
The lab coat with glasses on. Just looking at flies saying that. It's funny to me. I'm sorry.
Well, that brings me to my. We gotta just film that.
With a microscope. Look at these whores. I find that amusing. Look at them go. Look at them. They're fucking.
The Robert Loggia.
Robert Loggia.
The actor on Big watching.
Yeah. The actor who played the piano with Tom Hanks and Big.
Watching fruit flies get down.
Look at these fruit flies fucking.
Oh, it's not like them frigid ones up north. Them frigid flies up north. They don't put out much.
You call me a snowbird because I love these slutty flies.
Look at them fuck.
Jimmy!
Just with a clipboard and a telescope.
Yeah, look at those flies. Hey, look at them. They're so fucking. You're an intern from the UTL Science Center, huh? Come over here. See those fruit flies? Look at them fuck.
What did that girl say last night at the show?
She's like, yeah, I should start doing comedy because I suck at my job. Sorry, this is totally random.
I was scared to me and you just spend time together, man. Just
science. Don't you love science? Anyway. My topic question was... are you more promiscuous in the cold or the heat? Which, when I think about it.
And being promiscuous isn't like multiple partners, or do you just
kind of. Yeah, that's what promiscuous means.
I know, but.
You mean like sexually active, aroused? That's kind of the
thing. Are you more turned on? Like, are you more willing to get at it when it's cold?
Yeah.
That's a divorce worthy answer if I gave.
Yeah.
Like, fuck a bunch of chicks in the.
Yeah, promiscuous maybe not be the word, but that's the idea. Like, sexually turned active. On, active. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Gotcha. Yeah, exactly. I'll go so far as to say that I've always said that I'm a sweater. I sweat a lot. And sweating's okay for tennis, but not when we're close.
Wrong balls, baby.
Yeah. That's just an old deodorant commercial.
Yeah.
Sweating's okay for tennis, but not for fucking.
No, is that
Robert
close.
Robert Loggia from Ride Guard.
That's an actual commercial.
Free love.
Look at
them. I'm Oasis.
Look at them fuck.
Look at those two people fuck.
Look at that ass.
God damn.
Anyway, the whole time he's still wearing a scientist lab coat.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Smell good while you fucking suck.
Yeah. He's fucking touring the campus with this new intern.
when they left this cafeteria, they always run out of tater tots. So be sure to beat the lunch rush.
Yeah. You see Gladys back there. Yeah. Yeah. Woof.
With that said, I don't like to sweat. I'm not a big fan. But I do sweat. So I'm going to say that for me, I'm more comfortable when it's cold because I know that I'm less likely to sweat and, you know, just it's, I guess it's somewhat of a inconvenience. Self-conscious of it, you know? So I'm less likely to get self-conscious if it is cold. Plus, I do know that if it is cold, my warmth, I'm a very, very warm human being. That's why I sweat. I'm a very warm human being, but the ladies also enjoy that when it's cold, I'm extra warm.
All of them? How can you warm up all those women?
Oh, God. Female.
Right.
The female.
Yeah, I was just a sleepover, baby.
You're slumified, baby.
The fruit fly enjoys that I am warm as well. So it's like a dual sort of a double advantage of it being cold is one, I sweat less. Two, my warmth, my human furnace comes in handy to where it's nice and they want to snuggle up even more, which leads to more.
But don't you feel bad that they're all warm and snuggly and then you have to send them home? And I have to go outside Nicole.
And what?
I have to go outside Nicole. And
ride the school bus home.
Damn it! Look at that terrible.
Made
I didn't do that.
No.
Go outside and wait for their parents
you're
to pick
Fox
them up.
You're Fox News, and Travis is the dude at home. Like, look at those bathrooms.
Exactly. You are absolutely responsible
Travis
for
Travis. I never said school bus.
Like I said,
Travis is the one. Tell those Mexicans, quit taking our jobs, and you're on Fox News. That's what just happened.
No way. Yeah.
So you have Travis, after listening to all these podcasts, you have led him to believe that I have sexual relations with very young girls.
What, dude?
I'm sorry, Regan. I love you, man.
Damn it.
Travis said it.
Whatever, Larry.
In the mouths of babes.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so yeah, cold.
Thanks for having me.
For me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Cold. I mean, it's like kind of a sadistic thing. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. What? Like you're in the warmth of your bed and you just let out the blinds and see her shivering.
What?
At the bus stop.
Oh, God.
Not the school bus stop, regular bus stop.
Yes, that has never happened.
You give her a ride over.
Look at her shiver.
I didn't say she was a student. Maybe she drove the bus.
Thank you. Okay. Old lady.
Yes.
Old lady.
I love old ladies.
Yeah. You got experience.
Yeah.
You sure do, man. Absolutely not.
Hang on here, Linda. I gotta let the tour stop. I gotta go take a dump real quick.
All right, Larry? I've never been one to kiss and tell.
Okay.
But I love to fuck. Mm-hmm. Morning, noon, and night. And I only have two bits of evidence that I've ever had any sex. One whose birthday's in July, which transponds to
good point. Okay, we have some data here.
To Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Thanksgiving, you know, you're full. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of cold.
It's not 100 degrees outside, which means it's cold in San Antonio. Yeah.
So it's like, oh, let's snuggle. And then flop, flop, flop. Yeah. And, you know, blasting it and you have a kid, right? Mm-hmm.
So I've heard.
So then in March, I have the other one. So the 9 months from March is July, you know, and then, you know, you and, you know, your close friends and Jess, you know, go to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre house, you know, and you see it and, you know, you're like, oh, that was great. I can't believe that happened. You know, you had a sitter and you're like, what a great time and everything like that. And then you have a child named after Leatherface from the Texas Chainsaw
Massacre.
You did the
math. That's when it happened. Huh?
So that was in the summer, in a very hot summer. But again, at night, air conditioned.
Yes.
It's romantic. You know, you're already in shorts. You know what I mean? So I'm pretty even, 50-50.
Neither. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Because,
you know, you're cold, and, oh, bundle, bundle, snuggle, snuggle, kiss, kiss, kiss.
What about you like green eggs and ham? Like, you'll have it anytime.
No, absolutely. No, no. Well, here's the thing. I'm fine with that. But what do you feel more comfortable with? Do you like it cold in the bedroom? Or do you like it?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to say I like it cold. And see, but that's a different
thing. I know.
Because
I know.
It's cold in the bedroom in the summer.
Yeah.
You know, and it's warm in the bedroom in the winter.
Well, see, okay. This is a good thing to point out. Because I don't have central air at this apartment.
See, I got central air.
Which means it is, if it's cold outside, it definitely affects how cold it is inside.
Because I don't want,
like, I call it free air conditioning.
See, I don't want to smell broiled ass. Like, you know, with my butt in the air, with the heater on, you know what I mean? That's just...
Okay.
Yeah, that's just frame broiling that beef. You know what I mean? And so when it's like cool and it's like, you know, 69 degrees.
So when it's hot outside, the AC's on inside.
Yeah, so it's nice and cool and breezy.
You got a nice little vent going.
Yeah, vent going. You know what I mean? Just
cooling the brisket off.
Exactly, man. Just, you know, get shocking the noodles. You know what I mean? Like giving it, putting the noodles in a cold bath so they don't overcook and catch one drift. You know what I mean? Sheets are off. Everything's happening. You know what I mean? Shit's flying everywhere. You know, you can't tell what's in, what's out. You know, it's just, it's a fun summer night. So, I'll say summer.
Because the AC on the inside.
Because the AC on the inside. That's when I love to fuck, to answer your question.
Yeah. But, okay, cool.
I like to fuck when it's cooler inside. But
you don't, what about when it's out? So, and then when it's outside, you're like not
when I'm
sweating?
When I'm fucking outside?
No, like in public? Like, let's say you're outside all day during the summer.
Oh, and I'm sweaty?
And
I'm going to fucking wash my balls in the shower, in a cool, nice shower, get all smelly good, and then go into the bedroom and fuck in the cool AC after I've been all clean and showered.
Okay, shock the noodles.
Yeah, and then shock the noodles, because if it's cold outside and you take a warm bath, you're not, like, you're antsy to go outside, because even though the heater's on, it's going to be kind of colder than it is in the bathroom. So, you know, your turtle head goes into the shell, and then it's got to get fucking, you know, cannibal holocausted out. And so, yeah,
thank you. That is great data. That's a good answer.
But I'll fuck whenever.
No, yeah. We all will.
Pussy's pussy. Amen. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Yeah. Hot or cold. Gazpacho or hot, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm eating salsa
tomato soup.
Marinara or gazpacho, man. Hot or cold, man. Serve it up to me and I'm eating it.
Yes.
I personally like hot meals myself.
Oh.
Now, here's the thing, because I associate the cold with comfort. Comfort and cuddling. That's like, and you know, people say cuddling could lead to this and lead to that. Yeah, cuddling.
Spooning leads to forking.
Yeah.
You've heard that t-shirt.
And if you're not careful, knifing.
Yeah, fuck. Travis. Yeah. Jesus.
Hell yeah. I like your train of thought. Yeah.
Watch them fuck.
No, but cold, comfort. I mean, you might slip a finger in or something.
Jesus, wow, man. I was talking about fucking like a gentleman.
But it's just comfort. Right? Is this comfort?
You might slip a finger in,
maybe, but
it's
sleeping.
Warmer. You're warmer in there because it's cold outside.
But you get cold.
And you're getting
cold. Chili Fritos, I associate with sleepy time, comfort. You get warm, you get comfy, you get cozy, blankets.
Okay.
It just leads to sleep. It kind of doesn't. The psychology of like from cold to warming up, and then you get back to cold. Okay, you're talking about getting hot, sweaty, you know, balls are slapping or whatever. Now you
balls are slapping.
Now you're like fucking.
Mm-hmm. We know with Jess, there's going to be some slapping balls.
Dressed as in his butthead uniform, he's going to be slapping balls.
But you're dressed. You could be in sweat, right? After that, really, the throes of that 5 minutes or whatever, like the power five, you're in sweat and then you're going to get a cold or something because you got these cold sweats or hot sweats and then you immediately change the temperature because it's cold again. It just.
All right.
I'll do it.
Yeah,
if she's fucking like,
right, like
shut her up.
I mean, I'd rather heat up the leftover pasta, but I'll eat it cold.
That's fine. Yeah, all right.
Now, I like the whole air conditioning. It's hot, and it's just, you're already hot. You take a nice cold bath or shower or whatever.
Yeah,
you're
fresh
and clean. Shock you smell good. You shock the noodles. You're nice and cool, but you're warm. You're already warm. You're already heated up. You're fresh out of the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
And that you fucking stick your fucking fork in.
You have
at it because it's a nice hot meal. And what's not to like about a hot meal? Like, that's fine. It makes sense to me. I prefer I feel more...
If she's walking to her car or to the bus stop, you don't feel as bad because she's already wearing shorts.
That's not where I'm going with that at all. That's not... I don't know you're what right. I'm saying with that.
I like it. It's
well, anyways, fun. Yeah, like, just because you're already heat, you're already warm, might as well get warmer or whatever and then cool off with the air conditioning as opposed to, oh, shit, it's cold, now I'm hot and sweaty, now I'm cold again, next morning I have fucking bronchitis. Was it worth it? Yes. But
right.
if you could prevent it...
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Exactly.
But I'll eat that soup. I'll drink the soup. If it's cold, it's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Right.
All
right.
Get a grilled cheese sandwich. Fucking open face sandwich.
Yeah.
You're gonna eat it.
No problem.
Melt the cheese or dough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cold pizza or warm.
Mm-hmm.
TK.
I'm what I like to call an ad tiff. I'm always DTF.
Okay.
Always.
Yeah. Yes. Ad tiff. Yeah. All yeah. right.
So, because for me, it's like. Warm or hot, hot or cold. If you're out in the elements, if like, or if your house is hot, you're gonna be hot. If your house is cold, you're gonna get hot anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't freaking matter.
I'm right. Bill for one thing. Fucking
yeah, right.
I'm like that getaway van, ready to go at any moment's notice. If right. I'm like a hotel with the light on, we'll leave the light on for
That's
you.
That's right,
if you're
dude.
Good yeah. to go. I'm good to go.
It's Come a- hungry,
eat happy.
Yeah.
But
where's Limba?
But yeah. It doesn't matter to me if it's hot or cold.
Okay, well, let's do the math on your child, though, just like Larry
Jesus
did.
Jesus Christ, it sounds so weird.
No, well, that's what you did. That's good. So yeah. Your baby was born what month?
In September, so that puts her in January.
Cold.
I can give you the exact date, but I won't.
No, we can, yeah. We can.
But,
New Year's Eve. No? Oh, you know the exact date.
Yeah, let's... he doesn't want to.
No, I know, okay.
But January. It was cold. So it was cold. January 2015. Right. Snuggle up,
but I don't think temperature really had anything cubes. To do with that, though.
Yeah, because he's at Tiff.
No, I get it.
It just happened to be in January.
But maybe in January the cold weather like helped, you know.
But I guess here's the answer. Here's the question: would you rather fuck in a swimming pool or a jacuzzi?
Huh.
Hmm.
See, I would say swimming pool.
I'd say swimming pool.
Yeah, see, yeah, I don't want to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, swimming pool.
I don't like that extra heat element of me being hot and like having to wipe sweat out of my eyes.
But at the same time, like, if you're in the swimming pool, it's hot and the pool's keeping you cool. See, it's not like
so. It's like a trick question. Yeah, is you want to fuck in the cold? In the
when it's hot outside.
It's about fucking balance.
You get out of the pool and you get cold anyway. You start shivering in the
first
place.
It's about
place,
balance.
So you
want
to get right back in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not. Yeah.
So then the answer is.
Want to get right back in, baby.
We all prefer to have sex in a very comfortable temperature.
We like to fuck.
No matter what.
No matter what.
But we prefer.
We prefer to fuck.
Yes.
It doesn't matter because I'll be out of breath either way.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just got to check my heart rate.
Yeah. Oh, you got a Fitbit. How many times a week do you fuck? Can you check that on your Fitbit?
Let's go to the Facebook answers. Facebook answers, Brian Powell.
Does Fitbit track your fucking?
Says, Brian Powell says.
Does it? I'm being serious.
I mean, it depends.
Does it track your RPM?
No, it shows activity.
It shows your heart. This one is the charge.
Heart rate.
Charge HR, so there.
But it would... Jerking off and fucking would be the same thing on a Fitbit.
No, not at all, dude. Not, dude. If would you say your heart races as much when you're having sex as it does?
I've never thought about it.
How many times do you ever, are you breathing heavy?
Well, here's the thing. I'm a,
oh man, this is gonna end on old news. No, man, come on. This should be a clear cut answer to that. Think about that.
Larry,
about my heart rate?
He's into autoerotic asphyxiation.
I'm fucking my hand. I'm not, my hand is
jerking me. What that tells me is that
jerking off a dude, I'm fucking a dude's hand.
No, but that means, you know what? I'm not saying it's a bad thing. That just puts the picture of like, when you jerk off, you go at it. That's what
no,
that means.
No,
that's what I'm saying, Larry.
That's what I'm saying. Then you know.
You would be able to tell the difference when having sex.
I've talked about this in a podcast before. I only know stealth jerking off.
Exactly.
I don't know what it's like to like live in an apartment by myself with no TV, you know, and just like spread eagle fucking.
You know what I mean?
In a Las Vegas hotel room with those call girl cards scattered all over the bedroom.
But
you're not calling any of those call girls. You're just having them all simultaneously as one.
Porn volume on. Mm-hmm. Just fucking champagneing the championship team. Jerk off stuff. I don't know what that's like.
But that's what I'm saying. Then you would know that your heart rate and your intensity of jacking off should not match.
I jerk off the way the people bedroom. Throw away gum in inside.
Well, anyways, that's
what I'm saying. You can tell the difference, yeah. Larry. In
well,
your
my
heart rate.
Rate, though.
Yes, you all can right. believe.
Well,
me.
The heart rate, the thrill of like right. am I gonna get caught? It's like it's that. Like it's still fast, but you're not
I'm just
sweating.
Saying,
but the
like,
heart rate is different.
Are you not moving at all while having sex? Do you know? That's what. Then your heart rate changes, Larry. It's
so. What you're saying is the Fitbit guaranteed will tell you the exact times you fuck
if you look at it correctly. Yeah.
So if I was a jealous girlfriend.
She could be like, why was your heart rate up at 10 p.m.? Yes,
when you said you were visiting your mom.
Exactly. Why was your heart rate up at 10 p.m. when you said you were at home?
Like, so you hear that, ladies? Check your man's Fitbit.
Don't check their phone. Check their Fitbit data.
Yeah. Like, so you can see throughout the day, you know, Thursday, why was your heart rate up that one right there after, you know? Oh, so right. you okay. can see exactly if I was doing something.
Hypothetically speaking.
Yes.
Right.
I get it.
Yes. All right. So, yeah, you could tell the difference.
Cool. So, can I log in to your Fitbit on my phone? And so then when I can set an alarm for when your heart rate goes up, I can tell when you're fucking, so I can call you can just answer and just leave it. Your phone
you
open.
You get it all the
bed.
Time when I work out, like on a normal week. Like right, you would see every day after like work, you'd see my heart rate go up.
So you can't tell the difference between when you fuck and when you work out.
No. Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
Yeah, but if you're like, why are you working out at 2 a.m?
I don't know your life.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying for your example.
Yeah.
I don't have to
so
worry
you hear
about
that, ladies. Don't check the Fitbit, man.
Yeah. If you want to get your man a Fitbit for Christmas, that's a good way of tracking him.
Why were you working out at 2 a.m?
Because I want to live longer for you.
I skipped leg day. I want to catch up.
Yeah, exactly. I want arms for legs.
Anyway, Brian Powell.
What happened? What's happening?
Said the cold leads to cuddling. Cuddling leads to spooning. Spooning leads to getting it on the promiscuous like, which leads to the dark side. So that one. So he says the cold. JCP says, Juan Carlos says, in the cold, just tell her to keep warm. She needs to take off all her clothes to share some body heat.
Yeah,
Alfred Perez says, the cold, definitely. But historically, the most sex I have is in the summer, seeing as how the two things are not mutually exclusive to one another. I'll let you do the math there.
What are you doing, Larry?
Huh?
What emotion were you doing there, Larry?
Champagne bottling.
Champagne.
I just won the championship.
The Grand Prix winner is.
Good thing you're not periscoping that one.
I don't know what that's like. I want to win a championship.
James,
I'm just pouring one out for the homies.
And that's why.
Sad depressing.
Yeah, I'm just spraying all over my teammates.
Yeah, you live by yourself, man. Like, and then me, I'm like,
with a homie, blurt.
Not on the rug.
Get in the toilet.
James Wells says, what if I don't care what temperature it is? Does that make an answer yes?
Yeah, dude.
Sure, for sure.
Justin Cooper says, no one wants to bone when it's 100 degrees and humid. Humidity is at 70%. Cold weather is always better. Sure, sexy bodies are exposed in the summer. See, that's a good point, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But playing What's Under This Parka can be pretty sexy, too. Now, do you think about, like,
Tony Parka?
Think about, like, all those people who, like, third world country sex, where it's, like, 100 degrees outside, no AC whatsoever.
Yeah.
That's just out of necessity.
Just roast beefing.
That's slip and slide.
Just roast beefing. Just curry beefing.
Just fucking hungry man dinner in it.
Stacy Medina says, would probably sweat a little less in cold weather, but the heat won't stop me.
And no, you're going to sweat either way because fucking balls are slapping.
It's your question, Rick. It's all your fault.
Damn straight.
Champagne-ed.
You're gonna fucking sweat that cold, and then you're gonna catch a cold. You're gonna catch a cold is what's gonna happen.
And then Jess's sacks of wet laundry smell.
And then you won the championship at the end.
Yeah, guys. I'm glad no one can see this. Christopher Fox says, definitely cold. That's how Larry would...
That's how I would jerk off by myself.
If you lived alone.
I would, he would just
we
go,
why? Look at him.
And in the background, he just
goes, yeah. Because we're watching some interracial Asian pornography.
Because I've never heard it before.
Because you're not in a hotel room. You think you're in a hotel room, but there's this mirror, and it's a two-way mirror, and Robert Loesch and his intern's like watching you and taking notes. Oh, look at that.
Wait a minute, does that have my pen in my hand?
Looks like he's on an invisible unicycle.
No, he gets
hands
it.
Flapping.
That's what I'm saying. No, he gets it. Goes, looks like he won a championship.
I'll tell you who won. Science.
He's a scientist. That's what he's there for.
Yeah.
That's what scientist Robert Loggia is there for.
Yeah.
He's doing it for the data.
That's right.
Ooh. So, Christopher Fox says, definitely cold. I'm hot in nature. I'm very hot natured, as let alone with someone else in the mix.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh.
Andrew Thomas says, cold. More clothes leads to greater anticipation. And everyone wants to cuddle when they get in from the cold.
That's true.
Philip Stevens says, I have to say, when it's cold, it's better. Never done it in the snow. It doesn't snow here, but I wouldn't even if it did. No one wants to do it when it's hot and never in the sand. Oh. Ooh, yes.
Yeah. Sand I want to make fuck angels, not fucking sand.
What does Patrice O'Neill call it? Chicken cutlet? When you take your dick out, when you're fucking on the beach, you take your dick out, rub it in the sand, and put it back in.
Oh, that's horrible.
Chicken
cutlet? No, that should be called lion sex, man.
Oh, why?
Because the lion's penis has like barbs in it that like keep it from pulling out.
For yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's true. Quite painful.
Yeah.
More you know.
Barbacoa.
Ashley K. Hey.
Here we
says,
go.
Well, crap. I guess I'm the oddball here. I'd rather be warm. Mm-hmm. The cold just makes me tired and want to sleep.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Okay.
Science.
Am I the only one who thinks that the whole point is to get all hot, steamy, and sweaty? Not me, though. I don't want to get sweaty. Besides, if it's cold and you get sweaty, you catch a chill, right? I ain't getting sick, even if it does mean I'm getting a little something something.
She knows what's up, man.
Yeah, she's, very true. Yeah, so exactly. All that tells me is that in January, she didn't want to have anything to do with that. So Travis was like, we're doing it.
No. I'm just going to go home and turn the heat on. That's all I'm
going to
do.
Yeah.
No,
I like being cold. Like, if I'm sweaty and it's cold afterwards, this is like an easier cool down for
me. It's a cool breeze, man. Mm-hmm. Shock the noodles.
Shock the noodles for round two.
And on round two, baby, it's fucking bath time.
Ding, ding, man.
Oh, come on.
And on round two, baby,
I'm tired, baby. I gotta go to work, aka work on this fucking Pikmin file.
Exactly. I'll get back in that pool. I don't know about you.
And I always think there's not gonna be a round two, and I'm like, oh, there's no round two. All right, just touch it one more time. All right, just one more
ding,
time.
Ding, ding.
Round two.
All right,
here
we go.
Oh,
longer to come, and I'm tired. I'm just fuck. Okay,
just
yeah.
A bonus stage of street.
Yeah,
do it myself.
Carlos Castro says, "Hot and tropical." I fathered two kids in Hawaii.
Yeah, ooh.
Fanboy's gonna fight the shit out of you.
Yeah, that's right.
Monique Martin says, "Cold." I mean, like, damn, give me that body heat.
Yeah.
And JT Boulevard says, "In heat."
Ooh, I get in it. Heat. Double get L town.
Yeah.
So man. There you have it, folks. Fruit flies getting all promiscuous.
Fruit flies cult. Fucking.
That ain't funny.
That's not funny.
It's science.
It's science.
That's
science.
Not funny. It's science.
Come on, take those sons of bitches down.
Thanks, Robert Loggia.
to our number one fan, the public access fanboy, Travis K. You tend to friend request all of our guests, and I think that's really, really cool of you. I've noticed that you've gotten some real friendships out of it, our small community. And, you know, I really, really appreciate it very, very much. We appreciate all of our listeners and fans, but to have like a super fan, you know, that is a super friend as well. It's really humbling and it really makes us doing this worth it.
Yeah.
And it makes the inside jokes worth it. Mm-hmm. And it really puts into perspective that it's not just us three hanging out every week. It makes me feel and solidifies that we actually have an audience. So I really, really appreciate that very much, man. Where can people follow you and find you on social media?
I don't really do a whole lot. I talk about toilet stuff and bathroom experiences a lot on Facebook. You can just look me up, Travis M. Kep, on Facebook. I'm the only one on there.
K-O-E-P-P.
Yeah, P-P.
K-O-P.
Yeah, and on Twitter, I'm not on there very often, but you can find me at ElectroSloth.
Yeah,
I like sloths. And that's pretty much it. I mean, friend me and I'll friend you back. I like talking with people, and I genuinely have made friends on here thanks to you guys. Shout out to Samson, Sam, Carlos, and everybody else. If I haven't called you out, I apologize. But no, it's been genuinely cool to have new friends through this, and it's definitely cool experience.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I can't wait to have another live show so we can get our community together. And to all of our listeners and fans that aren't in San Antonio and not on Facebook, you know, try us out on Periscope now. You know, I'll be Periscoping at Larry Garza Comic, you know, it always representing Comedia Agogo 24/7. You know, and then I'll also use Periscope for, you know, my gigs and stuff like that. And you get to see all the weird shit that happens that Regan can attest to, because there's a lot of weird shit that
he goes to the restroom before he goes on stage.
Every time. But you can meet all the vampires, all the weird hecklers, all of the shit that, you know, can never really make it on social media. Yeah. So it'll be a lot of fun, man. And so, yeah, Travis, again, we appreciate you very much. And as you know, an avid listener of ours, this is an educational program. So we like to ask our guests and ourselves, what did we come to know? If it's hot or cold, what made you come to learn something new about yourself or maybe the world? So you ponder on that a little bit. Jess, what did you come to know?
I came to know that very underappreciated acting legend kind of left this earth one role too short. One movie too short. He left this one movie too soon. He's been played a very energetic orange juice spokesperson. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, he played the right-hand man to the President of the United States. He's been chewed on by a vampire. He's played the piano with Tom Hanks and Big. But he did not get to play a scientist who studies the sexual habits of fruit flies. Mm. I think this is the role.
You would have won an Oscar.
This could have been his Gran Torino.
Yeah.
Or, you know, this could have been his last little, you know, his
Ed Wood.
His fucking, like, Curly's Lost Gold, you know?
Yeah.
So, Robert Loggia, rest in peace. Fucking, I'm going to have a cold one on you. A cold orange juice.
Cold orange juice.
Cold orange juice.
Drinky juice, Jimmy.
So just, yeah, that was the role. That's what I came to know. He was one role too short. Left this too soon.
What I came to know is that I can see my friend's fuck patterns on Fitbit. Yeah, I never thought I'd have to use it. I'd ever use the term fuck pattern.
You'd have to see their password or their profile.
You know,
I'd say, hey, can I see your Fitbit? No one's going to say no, because they're not going to think I'm going to look for fuck patterns.
To check the data.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see, you know.
I'm thinking George, for myself.
Yeah, George Orwell was right. You know, like, Big Brother's watching.
Oh, yeah.
And they're watching you fuck. So, Robert Loggia in the sky is fucking like, look at him go.
Yeah.
Hot or cold. Let me see the Fitbit action. Ooh, he's going on right now.
Yeah.
You know, let's tune in on Periscope. Because now I'm open to everybody. And just because I have Periscope off, I bet you NSA shit, it's on.
Oh, that's on.
And so when I'm like jerking off with the volume loud, pouring one out for the homies.
Oh, that's right.
I'm never winning that's championships. Right.
You're pouring one for the homies.
When I'm pouring one for the homies, there is going to be people that are going to be able to see my fucking weird ass face.
You're their Christmas party.
Yeah, exactly. I'm their lemon party. .org. Visit that website if you want to follow Travis. And
find Travis.
Lemonparty.org.
That's so not it.
That's what I've learned, guys. You wanna watch your friends fuck? Get their Fitbit schedule.
I came to know several things. I came to know that Travis is an amazing person. I want to say
you just
that.
Learned that, right?
No. But wow, in the sense that a man that like definitely stuck to his word. Like I never thought that like me saying that aloud. Like you flat out did it, man. You freaking listen to everyone, and he doesn't hate us. Like
call.
Like that's to me what an amazing person is. Like the fact that you did all of that.
That's what makes him amazing. That's what defines him. That he doesn't hate us.
Yes, man. I understand you, Regan.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man.
And it's just, it's awesome. And I came to know that he was actually an amazing podcast guest as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, I was very impressed by just the way you handled
your vernacular.
Oh, not your vernacular.
Like, he was very surprised that you could talk because you looked like an idiot to him.
Mic technique.
I am an idiot.
So, like, came very natural because we never know. We never, ever know what it's going to be like, how it's going to flow. And I think it was almost like, I don't know, because this is your first time as a guest, but since you've listened to them all, it was like it came supernaturally because you've listened.
Supernatural, like a ghost.
Yes. Like
Robert Loggia's ghost.
Yeah. Supernaturally.
Like, that was amazing. Like, so I came to know that as well. And then I came to know that we have new terms for masturbating.
Yeah.
One of which is called winning a championship.
You're champagneing.
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 Yeah.
I totally get that.
And pouring one for homies.
Yeah, pouring one for the homies. I got to pour one for the homies.
Yeah.
Squirt.
Okay, yeah.
One's for winning, one's for discretion.
Definitely, definitely came to know that.
Yeah. So, Travis, your first time as a guest at the F-Stop, you know, what did you come to know? It's a big moment, man.
It is a big moment. And, I've come to know that it's just really cool to see the progression and actually see everything, to be able to overall come to know everybody that I've been able to meet through this, to make friends through y'all, and I've also come to know that I need to turn the fucking heater on at home.
Yeah!
That's one thing.
Way more important. Learned.
Way more important.
Turn up the heat.
Yeah, so make sure that you your next child's middle name is Jerrigan.
Jerrigan?
Jerrigan.
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 Jerrigan. Jerrigan.
Jerrigan.
Jess.
Jerrigan.
Jerrigan. Jerrigan.
Jerrigan.
Jerrigan.
Yeah.
I've also come to know that I absolutely love you guys.
Aww. Oh, you just found that out? That sucks.
No, I've known it for a while, but it's different in person.
Right.
It's
different
than Tinder or Grindr.
Exactly. It's more than just a sexual attraction.
He's been watching porn. Now he's having sex.
Ooh. Can you imagine that feeling?
I don't like a girl. You know what? I don't want to. No, I don't like.
You're
that
right.
Parallel.
That's what he's saying in person.
I don't like that parallel.
He's been jerking off to us for a long time.
I like it
and
more.
And now we're going to milk him. Yeah,
that's not even. No, man.
We're giving fans BJs.
No. It's like
thanks for listening.
He saw the Spurs game, and then he gets to see Tim Duncan in Best Buy.
Wow, you're comparing yourself to Tim Duncan?
I'm like, just saying, comparing us to
We're saying nameless porn. Right, and you are fucking
one of the all-time great basketball players.
Hall of Famer. The Tim Duncan of podcasting.
Thank you. All right. You can say that because you're talking about us.
Mr. Fundamentals.
Talk about yourself.
I'm just saying as an example, rather than compare us to like him.
Yeah, we're the Spurs.
That's not what I'm trying to say.
We're Travis's idols,
I'm
man.
I'm trying to make here.
I'm just like, trying to steer away from fuck Snapchat. Us and now we're fucking.
Fucking like on a fucking normal basis, like fucking strangers. Like that's
which is an awesome thing. We're not strangers.
We're friends that he
at
was
first,
like.
At first, you're saying
he was
first,
one of the people.
It was a stranger that
you
liked to fuck, and then now you're getting the fuck.
It's like that chick you pour one for the homies to that grabs your cock out of nowhere.
So we're the
poor. I don't want a piece of
Trev subscribed to our porn site way back.
And then we're like, if any fans want to be on.
And now it's 3 years later, we've blown up. We're all over,
like, so he gets to fuck on the fuck bus.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come on our tits.
He watches fuckbus.com and then he gets to fuck on the fuck bus.
Be the mask.
I don't like that either. That's gross. I don't like where this is going.
He's on the casting
couch. That's why I liked, okay, he likes.
Bang bus.
Having sex.
Yeah, man. And we're letting them, dude.
It's like watching a Whataburger commercial and getting to eat the burger.
There you go. Yeah,
okay,
see?
Yeah.
I'm like
getting
it.
To fuck the burger. God. Like, you get this double meat, double cheese, Monterey chicken melt, and you just stick your dick in it.
Chocolate brownie pie. Look at the fuck.
Look at the fuck. All right. Well, Travis, thank you so much for being a guest. Jazzing, baby, follow people.
Hey, like, follow Travis's example and get to be friends with everybody.
So you can have sex with us later.
Watch Regan's Fitbit in about 20 minutes.
He's not going to give you his password so you can see his fucking habits. It's not going to happen. Anyways, I'll say
habits, not effing habits.
Be a friend with us and be a friend with many other people on oneofus.net, a site where you don't meet strangers and fuck them later.
We're not strangers.
Yes, that's the whole point. We're not strangers. He's been watching us for years on this porn site.
Just imagine some chick you're watching in the bushes.
He knows what we like to eat.
Just like
he knows what kind of underwear we wear.
Doing fucking, you know,
he knows that we like bras that unclip in the front. Like, he knows that all about us.
He gets it, dude. All
right. Well, let him have sex with us.
Jeez, why do you have to make things all weird? Well, just wants to fuck us and he can.
One of us
he did. We came.
At oneofus.net, we're all about champagneing. With a community of fellow, like, you know, nerds and fans of podcasts and stuff. So thanks a bunch for listening to us on oneofus.net. We're sorry on behalf of all the other shows. If you're not into fucking quote unquote strangers or people you follow, but if you're into that kind of thing, thanks a bunch. What I'm trying to say is thanks for listening to us on oneofus.net. It's a really cool place to be.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
for
so
listening.
Much for listening to us for this whole past year. And if you want to listen to older episodes, say for example, this is the first time you listen to it, and you're like, I'm going to listen to
some of the things Travis talked about earlier.
Some of these things Travis talked about earlier. You want to find out what the hype is? You go to comediaagogo.com, and there's all of our older episodes there. Of older Avengers, we have a movie called Blood Cousins. We have a comedy special called Big Red and Barbacoa. You're going to find the latest news on our latest short called Get the Hell Out. It's all kinds of cool stuff. ComediaGogo.com. Follow us on Twitter at ComediaGogo, hashtag public access, and be our friend and be our happy camper on Facebook, Public Access Happy Campers. That's where you answer the questions like all of our other happy campers. Thank you so much for answering the topics. Be like Travis. Be friends with everybody. We highly appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's right. And once again, follow us on Periscope at Larry Garza Comic.
Yeah.
For the time being, we'll see if that changes, but we just tried it out today for fun, and we had a cool few amount of our Happy Camper listeners watch, but you can still watch the replay at Larry Garza Comic. It's the only friggin' post I have. So,
yeah.
Easy to find. Easy to
check
find.
It out. See an unedited, live, you know, first segment of public access. It's a lot of fun on the fly. I'll turn chat on. Apparently, I didn't do that before, but it'll be really cool. And then, you know, follow me on there. I'll do some shit, you know, and hopefully maybe we'll all get Periscopes and we'll all do shit, you know, individually. No, probably not. Okay. All right. So,
people looking in my life constantly.
So don't forget.
Follow me on Twitch. It's a Periscope for gaming.
Ooh, is that right?
Yeah, you see your stream, your game stream, and then you see you playing. It's like Periscope but for gaming.
I promise I won't champagne on Periscope. So,
thank God.
I'll just pour one for the homies.
Yeah, I'll pour one for the homies. You won't know he's doing it. You'll think I'm doing
it. You see Larry's odd face.
You'll think I'm doing an instructional video for a fucking a camera app to put on your car. So, thank you so much, guys, for listening. Don't forget, if you're in the San Antonio area on a Friday night, come down to the Blind Tiger Comedy Club. So, yes, talk shit and swallow spit, and it'll be a lot of fun. Travis, thank you so much for being a super fan and for, you know,